Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Do you need help selling your property? Iman Realty currently has buyers looking for all types of farms and homes to make their own. Call Iman Realty today. Visit with Lauren Niemeyer, broker owner of Iman Realty, along with Shane Kavanaugh, Bob Stewart in Marceline, Brian Davis at Lake Nahe, Kathy Rose Gladback, and Bruce Shoemaker of Marceline and surrounding areas. If you're looking for hunting properties, call Adam Florine or Robin Belzer. Serving all of North Central Missouri, call Iman Realty today at 660-376-4777 or visit imanrealty.com.
The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance is here. Come in now for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months on hardworking Rangers, legendary sportsmen ATVs, and high-performance razors. Stop by Extreme Recreation in Brookfield for more information on your Polaris ATV or UTV. Offers valid in the U.S. through 6/30/18 on select new 2014 through 2019 vehicles subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet and never drink and ride.
Teams coming out of the locker rooms to start the game here from Chester A. Stadium at Marceline High School, Marceline, Missouri. Eric Duick, Ben Wittenstein with you here, and pretty neat entrance by Marceline. They're coming in behind an ambulance right now. Lights on, sirens blaring, walking down a hill. It's a pretty heroic entrance for this Marceline.
I guess they borrowed that one from the Paris Coyotes.
Yeah, Paris loves to do that. Brookfield already on the field, again, wearing their visiting white jerseys. Blue pants, blue lettering, white helmets. They have the number on their helmets on one side and the Brookfield logo on the other. Marceline will be in their home black uniform, gold lettering, and gold pants as
no,
well.
No, it's a fire truck, wise one.
It is a fire truck.
Because, you know why, mister? The brass bell was donated by the Brookfield Fire Department.
While we have the time, let's take a look at the history of the bell game. That's a nice transition.
It's a way
right
to transition
there.
Out of your miscue there.
They started playing each other 1922 this game. Was set up between L.V. Cruikshank and E.F. Chapman back in 1922. They agreed that Brookfield and Marceline would meet twice a year. The bell was not introduced until 1936, and that was when this officially became the
courtesy
bell game.
Of the Brookfield Fire Department.
Courtesy of the Brookfield Fire Department. It was donated in 36. It was from an old fire truck, and Brookfield won that game with a score of 6-2. Marceline, 12 miles away from Brookfield, and what was this rivalry named in 2012, Eric?
Oh, by the USA Today, it was actually voted the best high school football rivalry in America. That was a fan vote. There were 153 schools featured in that contest, and each school received a nice, hard $5,000 toward their respective athletic departments for that honor. So very respectable indeed, and it's a good crowd tonight for the weather. We were both there at Brookfield last year, too. It was kind of tailgating tents, essentially, along the sides. So, and you can hear the energy already.
Marceline running through the banner. Holding a flag, Black Rage football. I think they're ready to go. Fans have shown up, and obviously we were driving here, and it was pouring rain. Hard to see out the front windshield, but the rain has subsided. Just kind of dark, overcast, gray skies. So we'll send it to a break, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll have the national anthem, and when we talk to you next, we'll have kickoff from the 83rd bell game here from Marceline, Missouri on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Regional Missouri Bank, your local community bank, continues to strive to make an impact in the communities we serve. We invest in our local communities and help support and promote local events and activities.
Everyone at Regional Missouri Bank invites you to join the fun of Marceline's Walt Disney Hometown Tune Fest this Saturday. It's a unique celebration of Marceline's rich Disney heritage. Tune Fest in Marceline this Saturday.
Join us in making an impact in your community. Bank local with Regional Missouri Bank, member FDIC.
With the kids back in school, Bailey Brothers Collision Repair would like to remind you to watch for the children on or near the road in the morning and after school hours. Reduce any distractions inside your car so you can concentrate on the road and your surroundings. This back-to-school safety tip is brought to you by Bailey Brothers Collision Repair in Brookfield. When accidents happen, give us a call at 660-258-5005. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair, the ones you can trust.
From neck or back pain to sports injuries to joint replacements, let Brookfield Physical Therapy help you get back to your life. Come see the experienced staff for quality, specialized physical, orthopedic, and sports medicine therapy services, and they will put together a rehabilitation plan that will work for you. Brookfield Physical Therapy is located at 122 North Main in Brookfield. Call them today at 660-258-7892 for an appointment. Brookfield Physical Therapy, keeping you in the game of life and proud supporters of the Bell Game.
With softball season underway, book time now at Sports Zone, located at 110 East Gracia Street in Marceline. Sports Zone is all about softball and baseball. They offer lessons, batting cages, pitching machines, infielding, pitching, and catching practice. Sports Zone can host teams or individuals, and the indoor facility is available for rental. Call Charlie at 660-375-3290 to make an appointment today and follow them on Facebook. The staff at Sports Zone LLC of Marceline would like to wish the Tigers the best of luck at this year's Bell Game.
Termites are no bigger than the tip of your finger, but they invade your home in such numbers that they can cause serious damage. If termites, ants, fleas, roaches, bedbugs, or some other insects are invading your home, call Acme Termite and Pest Control in Brookfield. Acme's third generation of professional pest control specialists will evaluate your home and begin the process of eliminating the problem inside and out. Acme Termite and Pest Control also provides tree topping and removal services. Call Randy Burns at Acme Termite and Pest Control for immediate assistance today at 660-258-3837. That's Acme Termite and Pest Control in Brookfield.
Need tires? Stop by Marceline Tire Outlet. You'll get a free balance and rotation every 6,000 miles for the life of your tires when you buy a set of four tires from Marceline Tire Outlet. Did you know Marceline Tire Outlet lets you bring your own parts in for service and will only charge you for labor? It's worth the drive to Marceline. Call today, 660-376-2610. That's 376-2610. Or stop by Marceline Tire Outlet on Highway 5, 1 mile south of Highway 36.
Here at Chester Ray Stadium, about set for kickoff. The anthem has been sung, and the captains now at midfield shaking hands and getting ready for the coin toss. Obviously, a special coin toss today. Jack White, who was played back in the 50s for this Marceline team, is going to be the honorary person to throw the coin toss. He was a 1954 Marceline graduate, four-year letterman in football. He lettered in basketball and track. He worked as a conductor on the Santa Fe Railroad for 43 years and retired a little more than 20 years ago in 1997. He's been a school board member for 19 years. They have a great picture of him in his old football uniform here in the program at Marceline High School. So he will be the honorary coin toss man here at Chester Ray Stadium. Eric Duick next to me. Ben Wittstein with you as well. The 83rd Bell Game here from Marceline, Missouri. Voted one of the best high school rivalries back in 2012 by USA Today. It's a good dark gray day outside, 66 degrees.
Senior number 21.
We're about ready to play some football. It looks like the field may have dried off just a little bit. It was pouring probably an hour or two ago, but it certainly has subsided. We've been monitoring the storms all day long, especially if you've been listening to our weather updates on Press. You've known that it has been rainy all throughout Crest Country and mostly in the northern part of our listening area around Kirksville, La Plata, and around Brookfield and Marceline as well. But the field looks to be in pretty solid condition, not too muddy. Of course, Brookfield, Eric, wearing those white uniforms, probably going to be muddied up by the second half. But we're ready to go.
Linebacker, 190-pound senior, number 80, Will Edger.
Captains for Marceline right now. Chase Phillips, their quarterback, and, again, one of the captains on this team. Nathan Sayer as well, along with Colby Sims and Cullen Bruner. Those are the four captains for Marceline. For Brookfield, Castor Dodd, the quarterback for this team, Brooks Baker, the All-State offensive lineman, Evan Fay. Those are the captains for Brookfield. And again, honoring Jack White right now, giving him an honorary football. The officials for today's game, Chris Mack, the referee, Steve Rupert, the umpire, linesman Nolan Freya, Michael Royal, the line judge, and the back judge is Derek Maiden. Players shaking hands in midfield. We're about to get set. And Eric, this is pretty good football weather we have right now.
The weather itself, sure. The field's a little bit choppy having been out there, but we'll see. So far it hasn't really rained since we've pulled in, and we are pretty powerful, so I'm on board. Wish we could control the weather here, but really the only mud on the field, it's very Bruce Almighty-esque of us, I must say.
You know, we could wish. It would be great. It would be a 65.
You know, this is the birth town of Walt Disney, so I had to drop that in unintentionally, may I add. But most of the mud in the middle of the field, on the edges, it's pretty clean. Getting ready for kickoff. This kickoff sponsored by Missouri Valley College of Marshall. Valley will roll. Again, Eric Duick next to me. I'm Ben Wittenstein here on Superstation Crest. CentralMoInfo.com. Marceline won the toss. They deferred, so they will be kicking off to Brookfield. It will be the junior phenom, Cullen Bruner, kicking off. We have a lot to discuss about him and his kicking abilities. Saw him kick 52-yard field goals in warm-ups today. He was just knocking them down. He has quite a leg.
Yeah, I'd love to say phenom was hyperbole, but it really wasn't. There aren't many high school kids out there who can make it from 52, with or without a rush.
Back to receive, Brandon Collins for Brookfield, standing at about the 13-yard line, along with Derek Liebhart. Marceline in their black home uniforms, gold lettering, and black helmets. The gold M on the side of the helmets. Bruner raises his right hand, checks both sides, runs up to the ball, and the right-footed kicker boots it, and the 83rd bell game underway. Liebhart retrieves the far side 10-yard line, brings it up across the 30. Cuts back upfield, 35, wrapped up by the legs and brought down at about the 36-yard line, and that's where Brookfield will start its first drive of the game, and we'll see our first look at senior quarterback Caster Dodd coming in at 6'3", 200 pounds.
Start their drive, first and 10 from early.
Caster Dodd looks the part. He always has. He's looked the part since he was a freshman, and he had to kick due to a teammate's concussion. It's just a matter of putting it all together. He's got 5 interceptions through 2 games.
This is certainly a run-first offense, but head coach Scott Stevens did talk about trying to get Dodd a couple more looks in the passing game. So Brookfield starts at its own 36, moving right to left. Dodd in the gun, and the first handoff will go to Tim Izard, and he gets some space up the middle of the field, almost dragged down from behind, but moves forward for a gain of about 10 yards across the 45-yard line to the 46. Seth Cupp on the tackle for Marceline, and that will be a 10-yard gain and a first down for the senior, Tim Izard.
And that is not an inflated 6'3", 200 pounds on Caster Dodd, by the way. So that's what I mean by looks the part.
He stands out.
A big boy.
So fresh set of downs for Brookfield. First and 10 on their own 46, moving right to left. Dodd in the gun. He's got Izard to his right. Two receivers on each side. Dodd gets the snap. Handoff is a fake, and Dodd keeps it himself up the middle and inches forward for a couple of yards down to the 49-yard line. A gain of 3. That'll bring up 2nd and 7 for Brookfield.
Already gaining 14, 15 yards on this drive is a big deal because of the field conditions. We saw this last week, myself at Moberly and Osage. The punting game changes on a night like this.
2nd and 7 on their own 49. A minute here into the 83rd bell game on Crest. Dodd is in the gun for Brookfield. Two receivers far side. Izard to his left. Izard gets the handoff, sweeps far side, turns the corner at midfield, and crosses it all the way down to about the 47-yard line of Marceline. That'll be a gain of 3 yards and bring up 3rd down and about 4 for Brookfield. But Eric, now Brookfield in Marceline territory, and this is a Brookfield team that really doesn't have too much of an issue moving the ball downfield. It's the red zone where they struggle.
Yeah, 6 trips to the red zone through 2 games, scoreless. But what's encouraging right now, Brookfield is blowing Marceline off the ball.
3rd and 3 for Brookfield, 10.5 to go here in the first. Scoreless, Brookfield's first possession. Handoff, Izer sweeps far side, turns the corner at the 45, crosses the first down line, and hit out of bounds at the 43-yard line. So that will be a fresh set of downs as they move the chains for Brookfield now on Marceline's 43-yard line.
And there's a missed tackle on the sequence on that far side.
Izard has been getting plenty of work here on the first drive. 3 carries, 18 yards for the senior. Has yet to score a touchdown through 2 games this season. 1st and 10 for Brookfield on Marceline's 43. 3 receivers near side, 1 on the far. Dodd in the gun, Isaac to his right. 3 down linemen, Marceline. They bring a blitz. Dodd back to pass in the flat near side to Collins. He makes the catch on his knees at the 46-yard line, and he will be touched and brought down. So that will be a loss of 3
as it looked to be about a wide receiver screen, but it was a low pass. Collins had to get down on his knee to grab it, so that will be a loss of three and bring up second down with 9.5 to go here in the first.
Some people don't realize how important it is to be accurate on a screen toss, because that forced him to go to his knees, and then he has no choice but to lose the yardage unless in a split second you can think to intentionally drop it.
Empty backfield for Dodd. Five receivers, three far, two near. Dodd, quarterback keeper, designated quarterback keeper. Up the middle he goes, stuffed and brought down in the backfield. A huge sack for Marceline on 2nd and 13. Colton Jenkins leading the pack for Marceline on the defensive line. That will bring up 3rd and long for Brookfield. So their offense and drive has stalled here to start the game with 9 minutes to go here in the first.
And that was an intended QB draw there. And back to the previous point, you lead your receiver and you get him going upfield as opposed to having to stop in his tracks to catch it, especially on a slick night.
Talked about the mud. Dodd, left side all muddy. Back to pass, being pressured from behind, throws it away, brought down, incomplete, almost a fumble, but he was wrapped up and brought down. Good coverage there on the defensive side of the ball. Cullen Bruner coming from the near side did a tremendous job on the blitz. That'll bring up 4th down, and that Marceline defense comes up big, bending but not breaking, forcing a 4th and 14 with 8:43 to go here in the first. Brookfield will punt.
I really credit Chris Mack, the official there, because that arm was clearly coming forward, and we don't have the benefit of review at the high school level. It's important to get that call right on the field. The arm was coming forward, but the football only went forward 2 yards because of the contact. It's easy to mistake that for having been a fumble. It was not.
Bryson Collier will punt. It will take a Brookfield bounce all the way inside the 10. It will land on the 5-yard line. A 42-yard punt by Bryson Collier. So Marceline will be starting their first drive of the game with their backs against their own end zone with 8:33 to go here in the first, scoreless tie.
Buying a home or land is the biggest investment most people will make in their lifetime.
Are you looking for the top-of-the-line printing service?
So Marceline takes over on their own 5-yard line, moving left to right on your radio dial. You're in the 83rd bell game on Crest from Chester Ray Stadium in Marceline, Missouri. Ben Wittenstein with you. Eric Duick next to me. Chase Billups, a 6'1 senior, holds plenty of passing records for this Marceline team. Under center he goes, and the first handoff goes to Cullen Bruner. He tries to maneuver his way near side, turns the corner at the 10, brought down out of bounds at about the 13-yard line for a gain of 8. So that'll bring up 2nd and 2 for Marceline and away to get outside of that 10-yard line mark and give themselves some space to maneuver.
8-yard gain on the play, 2nd and 2.
Bruner, the junior, coming off a 107-yard game last week against Knox County. Had a touchdown in that one. He has 3 for the season. Phillips is 52 yards away from breaking the all-time school record. He's under center here, 2nd and 2 on their own 13. And the snap goes to Bruner again, near side. Has some space down the near side sidelines to the 30 and knocked out of bounds at the 30-yard line. That'll be a first down and a lot more for Cullen Bruner. And they're really going to the junior early on here for Marceline with 7:45 to go in the first.
First and 10 for the Tigers at their own 28-yard line.
They'll spot this officially at the 28. There was a lot of activity there to end that drive. They're going to spot this at the 28. Fresh set of downs for this Tigers team on their own 28. Phillips under center, tight on the line of the receivers, and he's got Bruner behind him. Bruner handoff. Off tackle left, he goes far side. Strung out and wrapped up and brought down for no gain. That will be right back to the line of scrimmage. Evan Fay on the tackle. 6'5", 250-pound senior on the defensive line for Brookfield. Is not someone you want to be tackled by. He does a great job there. They're going to say that is a loss of 1 yard for Bruner. That'll bring up 2nd and 11 for Marceline on their own 27-yard line, moving left to right.
Really good job by Faye, just kind of stringing that play out. 250 pounds in the middle of that Brookfield defense. They're tough to run up the middle on because of that with him and the 275-pounder of Brooks Baker.
Phillips under center again. He's got a receiver near side, Desmond Harrison. And the handoff goes to Alex McCausland on the end around, and he has nowhere to go on the far side. Gets a couple of yards, but brought down right by the original line of scrimmage to bring up 3rd down and 9 now. Blake Taylor on the tackle for Brookfield. 6:50 to go here in the first. Scoreless tie here in the 83rd bell game. Marceline struggling to move the ball efficiently right now on their own 29-yard line, 3rd and 9. We'll see if they go through the air, Eric. We know Phillips is a capable quarterback throwing the ball.
More than capable. The biggest thing has been losing a 1,000-yard receiver in Levi Terrell, the first-team all-conference performer.
but they like their vertical threats.
Phillips in the gun. The handoff goes to Nick Kane. He's wrapped up in the backfield and brought down by Liebhart. That'll bring up fourth down. This Brookfield defense is as advertised by their head coach, Scott Stevens. They've done a tremendous job on the line.
He called them a championship-caliber defense, and you know what? They held the reigning state champion Monroe City to 150 yards. And they outgained Monroe City in an 8-0 loss.
So fourth and 10, Marceline will be forced to punt. Back to receive, Liebhart standing at his own 30-yard line. 5:50 to go here in the first. It's a high snap. Alex McCausland fields it, and the punt is up. It's a high end-over-end kick. Lands at the 40, goes down to the 35, where it will be touched, and that's where Brookfield will take over for their second drive of the game with 5:40 to go, 0-0.
Big factor in this game will be special teams, not only Colin Bruner if we have another low-scoring game, as we have an official timeout. I'll finish up that point on the other side.
All right, we'll take it a break. We'll be back in 60 seconds, 0-0. Brookfield has the ball when we get back on Crest.
More Fans LLC of Marceline would like to wish the best of luck to the Marceline Tigers as they battle for the bell in the nation's top high school rivalry. More Fans understands the hard work and dedication that goes into success both on the football field and in the classroom, and would like to remind all area football teams to keep safety and good sportsmanship on your mind both on and off the field. Best of luck to the Marceline Tigers in the game and all season long from everyone at More Fans LLC of Marceline.
Out of an official's timeout, 5:40 to go here in the first quarter. Ben Wittenstein with you, Eric Duick next to me for the 83rd bell game here from Chester Ray Stadium in Marceline, Missouri, on Crest and online, centrumoinfo.com. Brookfield will have its second drive of the game starting at their own 35-yard line. They moved down the field into Marceline territory to open this one, but that Marceline defense held tight and forced a punt. So we'll see what happens here as Caster Dodd starts in the gun, standing at his own 30. Eyes are to his left, and two receivers, one on each side. Marceline showing blitz. They bring it. Handoff, Eyes are up the middle, trying to find some space to maneuver and nowhere to go. Falls forward, loses the ball. Marceline jumps on it, and they will take over at the 40-yard line of Brookfield. A tough turnover by Brookfield on first down. Marceline takes over in great field position on Brookfield's 40-yard line.
Clayton Stallo with that recovery for Marceline there. A lot of good happening so far for Brookfield until that. You got to protect the football in a field position game like this.
Absolutely. So we'll see if Marceline's offense, which we know can be dangerous, they scored 43 points in the first game, 41 in week two. See what they can do here. Scoreless tie, 5.5 to go in the first. Marceline left to right on Brookfield's 40-yard line. Phillips in the gun, gets the snap. Hands off to Nick Kane, right up the middle. He darts and falls forward for a couple of yards, now down to about the 43-yard line. So that will be a gain of two and bring up second down and 8.
We'll see how that changes this game. Marceline is yet to throw it, but now you're in automatic four-down territory this entire drive.
Yeah, you are, and you know that you have your great kicker, Colin Bruner, behind you, who, again, we saw hitting 52-yard field goals in warm-ups today. Phillips in the gun. He's got one receiver on each side. And he's got his running back, Colin Bruner, to his right. Phillips back to pass. Short drop over the middle. He goes up the seam. Nick Kane makes the catch at the 25. Falls forward at the 21-yard line. A huge gain of 17 yards on the pass. It'll bring up first down. And Marceline is getting their offense going.
Nick Kane is a guy they're going to use as well as Colin Bruner in a lot of different roles. They can run it. They can throw it. Colin Bruner leads this team in rushing and receiving. That his teammate Kane had a rushing touchdown and a 40-yard receiving touchdown last week.
So first and 10 from Marceline on Brookfield's 21. 4:45 to go. Scoreless tie here in the first. Phillips in the gun. He's got Bruner to his left, and Bruner will take the handoff. Cuts back far side, goes forward, and falls down on the tackle in the middle of the field for a couple of yards to bring up second down. They'll spot him at the 18-yard line for a gain of 3. So that will bring up second and 7 for Marceline on Brookfield's 18-yard line now. Marceline in the red zone for the first time this game with 4:20 to go in the first. Phillips coming off a 4-touchdown game last week against Knox County, 71% completion percentage. He's in the gun now, second and 7 on Brookfield's 18. Gets a low snap, picks it up from the dirt. He's going to be flushed near side, looks to pass. He's going to take it himself, and he's mauled by Evan Fay and Brooks Baker, the two all-conference defensive lineman for Brookfield in the backfield to bring up
a third down and a loss of about four. So that will be third and 12 now for Marceline on Brookfield's 23-yard line. They will spot it. Jacob Banks playing center for Marceline. They lost their first team all-conference center, Gabe Kelly, from a year ago. Only one returning starter on that line. That's Nathan Sayre at right tackle.
And again, it's relatively early in the season, so there's still a little bit of kinks to work out.
And the conditions as well.
And the conditions. Wet field. Third and 11 for Marceline on Brookfield's 23. The handoff goes to Bruner. He darts near side, cuts up field inside the 20 to the 15, knocked out of bounds. And that won't be good enough for a first down, as we'll see where they spot this ball. It was Cole Doherty who knocked him out of bounds at just about the 15. And it looks like they'll spot him down at the 17-yard line. So a six-yard gain will bring up fourth down and five for Marceline. This is the perfect opportunity now to see Colin Bruner, their kicker.
And Doherty has to leave the field for a play with him losing his helmet on that six-yard run for Bruner.
So Bruner back to kick. He was 4-for-5 for PAT's last game, 0-for-2 in field goals. He's 3-for-5 on the season. He was a unanimous first-team all-district last year kicker. 3:20 to go here in the first. Bruner to kick. Phillips the holder. This will be a 34-yard field goal. Snap is good. Kick is up. And that one is good, too. So Marceline, the first one to strike here in the 83rd Bell game. 3-0, they have the lead, and they will be kicking off to Brookfield when we come back. 3:14 remaining in quarter number one. Marceline up 3-0 here on Crest.
Buying a home or land is the biggest investment most people will make in their lifetime. Because of all the laws involved in these major purchases, you need someone you can trust to handle your title interests. That's when you call Linn County Title LLC in Brookfield. They will guide you through your purchase and make sure you are covered. Visit Linn County Title at 160 North Main Street or call 660-258-2260, and Jamie, Barbara, or Wanda will assist you in all your title needs. Linn County Title wishes both the Bulldogs and Tigers the best of luck at the Bell Game.
Smith Motor in Brookfield has been serving Linn and the surrounding counties since 1951. Are you looking for a vehicle? Visit Smith Motor and check out our pre-owned vehicles and the new Ford line. Don't see what you're looking for? Let us find it for you. Schedule your service appointment today with our certified technicians. Smith Motor, just off Highway 36 in Brookfield. 660-258-2267 or online at www.smith-ford.com. Smith Motor, where you're dealing with family.
And we're back here at Marceline. The kickoff to Liebhardt. He goes far side across the 25-yard line where he stopped and brought back. So Brookfield will start its drive at the 30-yard line here on Crest. 3-0. Marceline has the lead here in the Bell game after a 34-yard field goal by Cullen Bruner.
And the other point I was going to make before we had that water stoppage was that it's not just Bruner in this special teams game. McCausland hit a bomb to the 35, which preceded the fumble, which put Marceline in scoring territory. So you might be talking about the best Class 1 kicker-punter combo, and hey, if you can make it 34 yards, you're talking about really only probably three kids in all of Class 1 who can do that to begin with.
Yeah,
then you add in the punting of McCausland, that's a no-doubter.
He is fun to watch as the first snap for Brookfield goes to Izard. He's strung out near side, wrapped up in the backfield, brought down for a loss to bring up second down, a loss of about two to down to about the 28-yard line. It was Nick Kane leading the charge for Marceline, and that will bring up second down and 12 for Brookfield.
Those holes have shrunk up on Izard here of late.
They're trying to get him the ball a little bit more, but that defensive line for Marceline has been doing a pretty good job. 2:35 remaining here in the first. Marceline up 3-0. Brookfield on their own 28-yard line, moving right to left. Second and 12 for the Bulldogs. Dodd is in the gun. He's got Izard to his left, two receivers far side. Three down lineman, Marceline. They send six. Hand off goes to Dodd. He kept it himself on the option, but really nowhere for either of them to go. He held that in the belly of Izard for as long as he possibly could as they were both getting strung out far side. That will be a gain of about 1 yard to bring up third down and 11, ball on their own 29-yard line.
When people talk about mesh point, that was mesh point personified. They both carried that one out so far that I think it actually prevented any forward momentum from ever transpiring.
1:50 to go in the first. Marceline 3 over Brookfield, who has nothing. Third and 10 for Brookfield on their own 29-yard line. Dodd in the gun. Two receivers near side, one on the far.
He's back to pass. Short drop, throws near side, and it's picked off by Alex McCausland at the 45-yard line. Down the sidelines he goes, 20-15, knocked out of bounds at the 15-yard line by Tim Izard. But that is turnover number two for Marceline here in quarter number one with 1:30 to go.
That was a phenomenal interception by McCausland. He basically caught that on the side of his helmet. I don't even think that was necessarily that poor of a throw. Kavanaugh's got to come back to that football and win that battle. I don't really think that that was entirely on Dodd.
Both of those defensive back and the receiver fighting for that one. That was a tremendous pick by McCausland. So first and 10 from Marceline on Brookfield's 15-yard line. They already lead 3-0 with 90 seconds to go in the first. Phillips under center eye formation. Hand off to the fullback, Kane, and he is stopped at the line of scrimmage and trying to fight 4 yards, but brought down for a loss of about one to bring up second and 11 for Marceline.
And back to that comment about mesh point that I made for Brookfield. They're running a true zone read right now. That was a straight drop back and pass, but they're going out of the zone read. That's why you've called Dodd's name on the run a few times. So that they're sticking to that formula right now. Now this becomes a big stop here.
Second and 11, 60 seconds to go in the first. Marceline on Brookfield's 16-yard line. High formation. Phillips hands it off to Bruner. He cuts far side, getting strung out at the 15. Trying to turn the corner, and he does at the last second. Brought down at about the 13-yard line. That'll be a gain of 3 to bring up third down and 8 for Marceline with 40 seconds to go here in the first.
Evan Fay didn't make the tackle, but he was entirely responsible for that play because he shot through the middle. That totally changed where Bruner wanted to go. He had to bounce that outside, and then the entire Brookfield defense swarmed that way.
The battle really so far has been up front for both of these teams. Third and 8 for Marceline on Brookfield's 13. I formation, Phillips under center, Kane his fullback, Bruner his halfback. And it's a play action as Phillips rolls near side. He's got Kane in the flat. He makes the catch at the 11, and he falls forward. That will not be enough for the first down. And that will bring us to the end of the first quarter. It will be fourth down and about 7 for Marceline with the ball on Brookfield's 12-yard line at the end of one. Marceline already up 3. We'll see if they go for the field goal to go up 6 when we come back in 30 seconds on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
To start quarter number 2, we'll flip the field here from Chester Ray Stadium in Marceline, Missouri. The 83rd bell game started back in 1936, and it's been played every year. And we're at number 83. Eric Duick, Ben Wittenstein with you here. 3-0, Marceline has the lead over Brookfield to start quarter number 2. It will be 4th and 7 for Marceline on Brookfield's 12-yard line. So Cullen Bruner, their kicker, into kick. He already has a 34-yard field goal, and this will be a 30-yard field goal. The righty kicker, Phillips, the holder. Colby Sims is the snapper. He's kicking from the far right hatch. The snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is up. The officials say the kick is good. 2 for 2 today for Cullen Bruner, and he puts Marceline up 6-0 to start quarter number 2.
Let's even keep this here because I don't think most people realize how unprecedented it is. First of all, I don't think there's been a game that's aired since I've been here where a guy's made 2 field goals at the high school level, period.
And also, it's a big deal. Okay, yeah, no, absolutely.
That this is in class 1. That somebody's doing this, and that would have been good from, I'm going to say, at least 45 yards. It was right down the middle.
And it had the height, too. That's the most impressive part. Sometimes if you see a good kicker at this level, it will be line drive kicks. He has the height to make it go 35, 40 yards. And as we mentioned, we saw him doing that in the pregame warmups. It was pretty impressive
to see him go through that for about 10 minutes and move back all the way across the 40-yard line. So Bruner will be the one kicking off for Marceline. He's kicking off right to left. Huge win, though, for Brookfield, by the way. And they hold them to a field goal twice. It's still right within their reach. All they need is a touchdown and then an extra point to go ahead. It's Liebhart and Dodd back to receive. And it's a low kick from Bruner. And it's recovered at about the 15-yard line. Liebhart maneuvering his way across the 35, has space across the 40. And he loses the ball, but it looks like Brookfield picks it up at the last second. And that's where the Bulldogs will start at the 42-yard line. Flag on the play as well. And it will be a blocking foul against Brookfield, so that ball will be moving back. Brookfield turned the ball over twice inside its 40-yard line. It's down 6-0. It has kept the opponent out of the end zone in both situations. If you're Brookfield right now, you've lost 7 straight football games dating back to last year. But right now, I'm happy if I'm a Bulldog and it's 6-0, given what has transpired. There have been so many encouraging plays that they can get back to offensively. Let's not forget how they ran the ball on the first drive. So there's no need to panic here. And you've also kicked off to start the game. So they should be encouraged.
It will be the backup, Liebhart, losing quarterback for Brookfield as he hands it off to Iser, who doesn't get much on the carry. That'll bring up second down. They push the ball all the way back to Brookfield's 18-yard line. 11.5 to go as we just started quarter number two. Marceline up 6-0.
And let me correct myself there. Brookfield did actually start the game on offense, but nonetheless, all things considered, they've shown promise.
So Dodd, who started the game at quarterback, will now be a receiver. He's on the near side. Liebhart again under center. I formation. It's going to be a pitch near side. Iser. He turns the corner at the 20, across the 25 to the 30. He's got speed. At midfield, it's a foot race. 40, 35, 30. It doesn't look like anyone's going to catch him. Tim Iser, touchdown. 82 yards for the senior. Gets his first touchdown carry of the year. And ties it up, but there is a flag, and this one is coming back. Can you believe that, Eric? A holding call on Brookfield negates an 82-yard touchdown run by Tim Iser.
And I think it was quarterback, Marceline quarterback, playing defensive back Chase Billups, who was the victim of the hold. Chase Billups has not played much defense, but I've seen him out there a few times in the first couple of series, and understandable. It's just All-state caliber quarterback. I could understand why you'd keep him off the field on defense, but they're through graduation, forced to get him some defensive reps, and he more or less forces that hold and lost the edge because of it. So it gets called back, and
what a time to get the call back. Brookfield tied the game up on that run, a tremendous run as well. Iser maneuvered his way to the near side sidelines and had a hole. Now again, that hole in the secondary may be because Billups was held. So they will push this ball back to the 14-yard line of Brookfield. It will be second and 14. 11 minutes to go here in the second. Marceline up 6-0. Brookfield trying to tie it up, or at least cut that lead in half with a field goal here in the 83rd ball game. And that is a demoralizing penalty if you're Brookfield right now.
By the way, it's Marceline who's been rattling the bell in front of our broadcast position here because they are the back-to-back victors of the bell.
They have won the last two. Brookfield, though, since 2010, 6-2. Second and 14 on their own, 14 for Brookfield. Left to right they go. Dodd now back in the quarterback position, and he takes it up himself. The designated quarterback run tripped up and falls forward for no gain to bring up third down and 14. A lot of quarterback keepers so far, and this is a team that likes to use their quarterback to run the ball pretty often, as their head coach Scott Stevens said. But in a situation like this, it's third and 13. You would imagine, Eric, they're going to try to air this out. Now 3 receivers, 2 on the near, 1 on the far.
Dodd's surely got the arm to do it, and like I said, his interception was a good throw.
Dodd in the gun, high snap. He hands it off to Iser, sweeping near side, wrapped up and brought down at the 15-yard line. No gain to bring up fourth down for Brookfield. Colton Jenkins, we've called his name a couple times with backfield tackles. He does it again there. And Brookfield will be forced to punt with 10-10 remaining in the second. Marceline will get this ball back, already up 6-0.
There's a big punt here. Marceline
could be talking about getting the football at the 40 or so here of Brookfield.
Bryson Collier back to punt, standing at his own goal line, and it will be Colin Bruner to receive a high punt. Spinning forward, lands at midfield, takes a Brookfield roll.
That was a heck of a kick.
And they're going to spot this one at the 44-yard line. A very good
of
kick
of Marceline.
Of Marceline. A very good kick there by Bryson Collier to put Marceline back in their own territory to start their drive.
And he kicked it along the sideline, too. That was never returnable, and that's why the roll didn't get touched. You could not script a better punt in that spot, period, let alone on a night like this.
9:43 to go here in the first half. Marceline up 6-0. They have the ball on their own 45-yard line, moving right to left. Billups in the gun. He's got one receiver on each side. He's got a running back to his right. It's an end around for Clayton Stallo, getting strung out behind the line of scrimmage, and he falls forward at the last second to get right back to that line of scrimmage at the 45-yard line. So that will bring up 2nd and 10 on a no-yard run by Clayton Stallo.
Stallo, a vital part of this offense, rushing and receiving. He had 500 receiving yards last year, a couple hundred rushing yards. Did not play last week, was pretty banged up, but it was really just the bumps and bruises, so to speak. They didn't view it as a long-term concern, and they wanted to have him healthy for this week.
So they're going to say he lost a yard. 2nd and 11 on their own 44 for Marceline. Play action. Rolling far side is Billups. Throwing far side sidelines out of the hands of Colin Bruner. Incomplete, but a flag on the play in the backfield.
We might have a roughing the passer here.
And it looks like Billups may have been roughed at the end of that play. Caster Todd will be the culprit. And they will say it is an after-the-play foul. Dodd will go sit on the sidelines, get a talk from his coach, Scott Stevens.
And that's quarterback on quarterback crime right there.
Dodd, the quarterback on the offensive side of the ball. So they will move this.
That's a killer. You're talking about third down and 11.
Across midfield.
It would have been 3rd and 11 upcoming.
So that will be a first down for Marceline with the ball now on Brookfield's 41-yard line. 9:01 to go here in the second. Marceline already up 6-0. Fresh set of downs for the Tigers with Billups in the gun. Bruner to his left, one receiver on each side. Three down linemen Brookfield. They send four handoff Bruner. Goes off tackle left, has room up the middle of the field across the 40. And down to about the 37-yard line for a gain of 5 to bring up 2nd down. Marceline really using the ground game a lot right now. They are a team that loves to pass the ball. As we talked about, Billups had 21 passing attempts last week against Knox County. But right now, he's only passed the ball 2 times. 2nd and 5 for Marceline on Brookfield's 37. 8.5 to go in the second. Billups, under center. I formation. Gets the snap, turns left. Hands it off to Bruner. Up the middle he goes. Has some room inside the 35. Falls forward to the 32. Trace Alexander on the tackle for Brookfield, and that will bring up 3rd down and 1 for Marceline. Clock continues to tick now at 8 minutes to go here in the second.
And the reason it is only 2 pass attempts is because of that roughing the passer, which, like I said, that you're talking 3rd and 11 without it.
Quarterback keeper Billups, quick snap, falls forward. They're going to spot this around the 30, but a flag flies on the far side of the field.
You know, I wonder if
not everyone was set.
I wonder if not everybody was set. Yep, that's
the case. And a legal formation on Marceline. 3rd and 1, so they will push this ball back.
They hurried to the line of scrimmage, and that precipitated not being ready to go.
Always tough when you try to rush that play. You have to make sure everyone is on the same page for something like that. So they will move the ball back 5 yards, making it 3rd and 6 for Marceline on Brookfield's 37-yard line. 7:55 to go here in the second. 6-0 is Marceline's lead here in the bell game. Eric Duick next to me, Ben Wittenstein with you here. Night turned out to be pretty good, still sprinkling.
And this probably is 4 down territory, by the way, because you're at the point in the field where you would not kick a field goal, because you're either going to be getting close enough to make it 4th and go, or if you don't get it, you'd be talking about a 54-yard field goal. So you got to, this is 4 down territory.
Billups in the gun, one receiver on each side. He's got a back to his right. Billups back to pass, has protection. Crossing route intended for Bruner, and the pass is incomplete. A little too much in front of him, and that will bring up 4th down and 6.
And a little bit too much on it. He had the entire field in front of him. You got to just lay that in there if you're Billups, and that's a rare miss for him.
He did put a lot of energy behind that throw. So that would be 4th and 6 for Marceline right now on Brookfield's 37-yard line. 7:27 to go here in the second quarter. Marceline already up 6-0, and it looks like they will go for it here. Phillips in the gun. He's got three receivers far side. Nick Kane now on
Mark
the left.
Mark Ross wants a timeout.
And yeah, it looks like Mark Ross already running down the sidelines to get the officials' attention.
So, letting the listeners know about Mark Ross a bit. He comes over from Horton, Kansas, where he was the offensive coordinator. He is calling the plays here as well. And as much as Mizzou fans will mock the struggles of the Kansas Jayhawks of late on the football field, Mark was a graduate assistant under Charlie Weiss, who, albeit a lack of collegiate success at the Jayhawks, like those who have followed him, he did win four Super Bowls as an NFL assistant, and he also coached at Notre Dame, so certainly a prominent figure in that regard.
It really is amazing to live in a time where we can say Charlie Weiss, four-time Super Bowl winner. That is just a bizarre sentence.
That's what Tom Brady and company have orchestrated for many.
Out of the timeout, 4th and 6 for Marceline on Brookfield's 37-yard line, and it looks like the Tigers have changed their mind. They are going to be punting the ball. Liebhart receiving, standing at his own 10-yard line. McCoslin, the punter, standing at his own 48-yard line. And no one is out on the edges for Marceline. High snap, McCoslin recovers it, and it's a nice end-over-end punt, a bit short as it falls at about the 25-yard line and rolls to the far side sidelines, and that is where Brookfield will start with 7:17 to go here in the second quarter. They're going to spot this at the 16-yard line.
And that's one of those plays you put an asterisk on. It's interesting that he elected not to go there, because like I said, I think that's a spot on the field where you're kind of too close to punt it and you're too deep to kick it, and it was 4th and 6 or 7 as opposed to 4th and 10 or 12. But that being said, wanted to pin Brookfield deep. You just got to hold your defense now, does you a favor, and get you that ball back with what would be good field position. And we have another mandated water timeout.
Official timeout, so we'll take a break with them. It will be Brookfield ball. They're still within this 6-0. Down a touchdown, 7:17 to go here in the second quarter on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Are you looking for the top-of-the-line printing services for your personal, home, or business use? North Central Missouri Graphics provides a wide array of printing, including business cards, letterheads, business forms, envelopes, and even sales flyers. If it can be put on paper, NCM Graphics will gladly print it for you. NCM Graphics prints black and white or full-color copies and provides faxing services, along with shipping from UPS and FedEx. NCM Graphics carries a complete line of office supplies and business equipment to help you with all your printing and business supply needs. NCM Graphics at Brookfield, your one-stop printing shop.
Here in quarter number two of the 83rd bell game on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. Marceline up 6-0 over Brookfield. It will be Brookfield's ball starting on their own 17-yard line. Ben Wittenstein with you. Eric Duick next to me for this 83rd bell game. A game started back in 1936. You were alive then, right?
I was close.
So Brookfield starting at their own 17. Dodd in the gun. He hands it off to Isert. Sweeps near side, turns the corner at the 20, and falls forward to about the 22-yard line. A gain of 5 for Tim Isert, who's been getting a majority of the touches here for Brookfield. That is his 8th touch of the game, and he's good for 23 yards so far. Now we'll bring up 2nd and 7. They're going to call it a 3-yard gain for Brookfield on their own 22, under 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
And I've got Brookfield for just 20 yards of offense, and he's got those 20.
Dodd in a gun, two receivers on each side. Handoff goes to Isert, stopped in the backfield and brought down for a loss. That Marceline defensive line, Eric, has been tough all game long, and they continue their barrage on this Brookfield running game.
I'd like to see Brookfield use this zone read now to set something up. Maybe play fake the zone read or go a little RPO it. Just get somebody up the field here. Again, Dodd has an arm. He's just got to connect.
So that will bring up 3rd and 9 on the 1-yard loss. Brookfield on their own 20, moving left to right. 6:15 to go in the second. Brookfield down 6-0. Dodd in the gun. Two receivers near side. He's got Isert to his left. And it's a quarterback keeper. Dodd off tackle right. Breaks the tackle across the 25. Dodd, brought down to about the 27-yard line. A gain of 7. They needed 9. So this will bring up about 4th down and 2 and decision time for Scott Stevens and Brookfield. Clayton Stallo credited with that tackle.
Yeah, that was a battering ram run out of Caster Dodd. Only problem being
didn't get to the line to gain.
They're going to punt.
It's a dangerous spot there and kind of have to.
Clock continues to run under 5:40 now in the second. Brookfield down 6-0. Marceline about to get the ball back. On a 4th-and-2, Bryson Collier back to punt, standing at his own 10-yard line. And it's Clayton Stallo standing at his own 40 back to receive a high punt, a long one. Stallo has to back up and recovers, and he skips the ball, and it goes right through his hands. But he recovers at the 25, and that's where he will be brought down. And Marceline will take over at their own 25-yard line with 5:16 remaining. You're in the second quarter, and they're already up 6.
I would never advise anybody to catch a punt with their chest facing their own end zone. You can't catch it like you're running a fly pattern. It would that, which shows you how strong the kick was if he was forced to turn the other way. But luckily for him, because it's such a thick fielded night, it didn't trickle away too far.
It was a hard punt, too, so he had time to recover before the recovery team caught up. 1st and 10 for Marceline on their own 25, right to left. Phillips in the gun. It's a pitch. Far side, Colin Bruner. He's strung out at the line of scrimmage and ridden out of bounds by a myriad of Brookfield tacklers.
And led by Brandon Collins.
Big boy tackle as well. So that will bring up 2nd down, and that will be no gain. So 2nd and 10, clock now under 5 minutes to go here in the second. And Eric Marceline right now not really in any hurry. And the rain coming down a little bit harder, so you have to imagine maybe that contributes a little bit to the passing game of Marceline, who normally is very pass happy. 2nd and 10, Marceline. Phillips in the gun. He gets the snap. It's a handoff to Nick Kane. He's going near side, turns the corner, and goes forward to about the 30, but a flag flies from the secondary. We'll see what this call is. It will be about a 4-yard gain before the flag. And it will be holding on to Marceline. So this ball coming back.
Brandon Delena. What a job defensively there, the defensive end. And also great play call by Mark Ross, even though it didn't work. What happened was Billups faked the toss to Bruner, which was the exact same play they just ran. He faked the toss to the right, and then he had a jet sweep coming in the opposite direction, and he handed it into the lap and it going the other way. So a jet sweep counterplay of sorts, and Delena did not get fooled by it. He was stayed home, forced the play inside, and that led to a hole.
So the penalty pushes Marceline back to their 18-yard line, 2nd and 16. Billups in the gun, play action, far side. It's a screen, and he throws it out of the reach of Colin Bruner.
That will be
an incomplete pass, bringing up 3rd down.
Pardon me, Ben. That time they faked the jet sweep and then tried to do a spin-around screen toss. One problem there, sometimes quarterbacks, as odd as it sounds, don't necessarily look where they're throwing on a screen because it's supposed to be such a dink-dunk play where the guy is wide open. That was one of those cases. I think Phillips kind of just threw that football hoping his guy was closest, and he was not.
It can also be hard to see in the pack of offensive linemen, which are going downfield to block. 3rd and 16 for Marceline on their own 18. They're up 6-0, 4:19 to go in the second. Phillips, empty backfield, back to pass. Flush far side. He goes underneath to Kane on the far side, and he's wrapped up and brought down at, about the 22-yard line. Not much of a gain, and that will not move the chains for Marceline, as I'm sure they would have hoped. That will bring up 4th down, but again, another flag on the field. See what head referee Chris Mack says is the call, conferring with his other officials. And it will be a penalty on Marceline, which is
ineligible man downfield, and they decline it.
Declined by Brookfield. So that will bring up 4th down. And it will be 4th and 12 on their own 21-yard line. And Marceline will be back to punt. Alex McCausland will be the punter. 2 back to receive for Brookfield. Derek Liepart and Blake Cavanaugh. They're standing at about their own 35-yard line.
Brookfield should get its best starting field position of the night.
Yeah, with 4 minutes to go in the second, Brookfield still very much in this. Down 6-0 and about to get the ball back. A lob snap to McCausland, but he gets the punt off. A nice spiral kick across midfield. Lands at the 42, where it's picked up by Cavanaugh. But great coverage by Marceline, led by Nick Kane. And he brings Cavanaugh down at the 40-yard line. But like you said, Eric, this is going to be some of the best field position that Brookfield has seen all game long, with 3:48 to go in the second and them down 6 They have plenty of time to make something happen, even go ahead in this one.
And what a punt by McCausland. That was the biggest lollipop of a long snap that you could possibly have, with all due respect. And McCausland just rallied that thing up in a hurry, and it was a bomb to the 40. And Kavanaugh actually saved Brookfield 7 yards by not letting that roll. He kind of just hopped on it, dangerously so. But if you're sure-handed, you can pull it off.
So Dodd in the gun. He sends Izard in motion. It's a pass into the flat to Izard near side of the 40. And he's hit low and tackled. Chase Phillips, this Marceline quarterback on offense, plays defensive back on defense, got low, which is hard to do on the 5-8.
How is Tim Izard tackle?
And Izard goes down at the 40. So that will bring up second down and 9 for Brookfield. Clock under 3.5 to go. Dodd in the gun. He's got 3 receivers far side and 1 on the near. And a quick movement on the offensive line for Brookfield. This will be a false start. I think they're going to get Evan Fay on this one at 6'5", 250 pounds. Eric, he is not hard to miss. No. He moves too soon.
And again, Brookfield's just hurting itself so far tonight. You're seeing so much good, but also a bit of sloppiness. And Fay is a captain. He's the leader of that unit along with Brooks Baker.
So that's, again, a 5-yard penalty. It will be second down and about 15 for Brookfield on their own 35-yard line. Clock continues to tick, close to 3 minutes to go in the second, down 6-0, but an opportunity to tie it or go ahead. This Bulldogs team moving left to right. Dodd in the gun, gets a high snap, back to pass, and he moves far side. Flushed out, throws far side, sidelines, just out of the hands of Brandon Collins at around the 45-yard line. So that will bring up third down and 15 on the incomplete pass with 2:54 to go here in the second.
And you're right, the drizzle is starting to pick up. I honestly couldn't really even tell unless I look at the light stanchions.
Then you can really see
then
it,
can see it a little bit. But you're right, time becomes a factor here, because if you don't score, you want to leave Marceline not so much time. And then again, right, passing games aren't operating at the same caliber they normally would.
Third and 15 on their own 35 for Brookfield, 2:54 to go. Dodd in the gun, gets a high snap. Again, back to pass, eyes downfield, nowhere to go. Keeps it himself. Jukes one defender, but the second defender will hit him hard in the chest and bring him down forward across the 40-yard line to the 42. About a 6 or 7 yard gain for Brookfield, but that won't be enough. It'll bring up fourth down and about 8. And Brookfield will punt with 2.5 to go in the second.
This is radio, but we just had a made-for-TV moment. Mark Ross was trying to run up the sideline to gesture something to his defense, almost raising his hand to the sky. He just totally ate it. Wiped out, and then
how slippery the field is. So Collier back to punt, a high spiraling kick as Colin Bruner receives it at the 15. He's going to try to return this. Shaking and baking at the 15, heads for the far side sidelines, and cuts up field where he lowers his head and gets tackled. Flags fly. He was hit at just inside the 25-yard line. We'll see what these flags are about, but both defenders lowered their head for that tackle.
This is a big call because of the fact that you've got to go 80 yards in 2 minutes. So presumably this will be 10 or 15 yards in either direction. Is it a face mask? Is it a block in the back? Is it a hold? This is a big call here, given the time.
Marceline, they're going to move back.
Yeah, receiving to start the second half, I would anticipate that Mark Ross will call this conservatively, especially because we have already seen him punt it on the 37 of Brookfield.
Helmet to helmet is going to be against Marceline. Interesting, because I did mention Bruner lowered his head, and I guess they're calling that helmet to helmet.
Yeah, it's tough to say. I don't know who the call was on per se. That'd be really unusual, but
we'll go against Marceline. 2:01 to go here in this second quarter. First and 10 for Marceline with the ball on their own 13-yard line, already up 6-0.
And 2 timeouts. Again, I would anticipate they'll go conservative here, just hope to break a home run.
Phillips under center. And the handoff to Bruner as he sprints up the middle. And nowhere to go. Again, that Brookfield defensive line, as we've been talking about them all first half, is pretty solid. Bruner, they have an all-stater with Brooks Baker, Evan Fay as well, off-conference. Both at 6'5", Fay at 250 pounds, Baker at 275 pounds. That is really where this Brookfield defense shines, is on that line. So that'll bring up 2nd and 8. 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Phillips under center, his Marceline team on their own 15-yard line, moving right to left. He's got Bruner behind him. The snap and the handoff. Bruner again, strung out near side, wrapped up in the backfield, brought down
At about the 12-yard line, Evan Fay will be credited with that tackle.
Timeout, Bulldog.
And there will be a timeout called by Brookfield with 1:18 remaining here in the first half. Marceline holding on to that 6-0 lead. We'll take a quick break and be back with the rest of this Marceline drive to end the first half here on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
If the years have been hard on your parking lot, Capital Paving can smooth it over, fill in the holes, and seal the cracks, or a complete redo for your home or business. Call Capital Paving now for a free estimate. Whether you've got a parking lot, a municipal job, or a highway bridge, Capital Paving is your paving partner from the driveway to the highway. Get great service on time and on budget. Visit CapitalMo.com to request your free estimate. Capital Paving, paving the best way forward, serving all of North Central Missouri.
It'll be 3rd and 8 for Marceline on their own 15-yard line. They are already up 6-0 on Brookfield here in the bell game from Marceline High School. 1:18 remaining here in the second quarter. Eric Duick next to me. I'm Ben Wittenstein here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Appreciate you taking your Friday night to listen to us.
Brookfield, by the way, used that timeout. They're trying to get the football back.
They are with 3rd and 8. They could definitely force a fourth down here. Phillips in the gun. He's got one receiver on each side. Nick Kane to his left. It's going to be a sweep handoff. Colin Bruner, he gets hit hard across the 10-yard line to about the 14. That will be a loss of one. Blake Taylor, the one to hit him pretty hard. So that will bring a fourth down and about 9 to go with 1:09 remaining. Clock is stopped. I think Brookfield called this timeout. As you mentioned, Eric, it looks like they want the ball back.
They do, but they're probably in part hoping that this punt just isn't very good as well, which McCausland, as we said, is a great one.
He's been solid.
They've done their job, though, because they're forcing a punt in high school football, which can always be an iffy proposition, as good as
Especially
Marceline is
with the weather.
And then also they have a timeout, and they have a quarterback with a big arm.
Yeah, they do.
And they'll get great field position unless it's another bomb.
So with the ball spotted at the 14-yard line, McCausland will be kicking it about around inside the 5-yard line, if not on his own goal line. And as you said, that could be a recipe for disaster in favor of Brookfield, as both teams out of the timeout, getting set back up. 4th and 14 for Marceline on their own 14. 1:09 to go here in the second quarter. Marceline up 6-0, but they are punting right now. McCausland just inside of his own end zone is back to punt. It's a lob snap again. McCausland on the run, and it's a running kick, a line drive across the 40, where it's picked up by Lee Hardy. He goes far side and loses the ball, and the ball falls out of bounds. See if these officials will keep it with Brookfield, and I believe they will keep it with Brookfield. So Brookfield takes over on Marceline's 34-yard line, 57 seconds to go, and they're down 6-0 here in the second quarter. This is perfect opportunity, Eric.
With the exception of fumbling the football, Kavanaugh actually saved Brookfield 10 yards there. He got about a 5 or so yard return, and it would have skipped another 5 yards back had he not touched it. And then also he saved some clock as well.
The clock at 57 seconds. Brookfield, 1st and 10 on Marceline's 34. Dodd is in the gun. Two receivers on each side. He's got Iser to his left. Team looks back at head coach Scott Stevens for the play call. Play clock at 15 right now, continuing to tick down, so plenty of time. 4 down Marceline linemen. Iser moves over to Dodd's right hip. Dodd gets a high snap, back to pass. He's got time, throws up the seam, he's got Collins, but it sails over his head at the 5-yard line to bring up 2nd and 10, but only 5 seconds off the clock. 52 seconds remaining here in quarter number 2. Brookfield trying to get one last score before halftime, down 6-0. Ball placed in the middle of the field. This Bulldogs team moving left to right on Marceline's 34-yard line. Dodd in the gun, two receivers on each side. Iser to his left hip. Dodd gets the snap. Play action, rolls far side. Eyes downfield, throws across his body to the end zone over the head of his receiver, Alex McCausland. Over his receiver, Blake Kavanaugh. And it was McCausland on the coverage. That'll bring up 3rd down and 10. Clock stops at 44 seconds. But realistically, Brookfield
Eric probably has two more downs. This is four down territory on Marceline's 34.
Yeah, they're kind of just throwing up prayers right now.
And a whistle and a timeout, I believe, will be called by Marceline. They want to think things over on the defensive side now that they know that Brookfield really is just going to be trying to heave it towards the end zone. Both teams have one timeout left. It will be third and 10 for Brookfield. But, again, recapping this first half right now, Eric, it's sloppy, to say the least, by both of these teams.
Yeah, it has been, and yet Brookfield still just trails 6-0.
Thanking our sponsors for making this broadcast possible, Bailey Brothers Collision Center, Extreme Recreation, DeVoy Baker Insurance Agency, Life Care Center, Martin House Motel, Lynn County Title, Smith Motor, NCM Graphics, Acme Termite and Pest Control, Tiffany In-Home Service, and McClarney Manor, Brookfield Physical Therapy, Horizon Insurance Group, all of Brookfield.
And again, all that sloppiness, it's still a case where Brookfield, again, down just 6-0 having the football here. They got a lot that they'd have to make happen. For Brookfield's sake, I'm glad that it wasn't them who called that timeout, because you don't want to be calling a timeout on offense with the clock stopped in this situation. So they weren't by any means in disarray. If anything, that's just Mark Ross realigning his defense. No reason to keep that timeout. He might as well use it in that spot.
So out of the timeout, empty backfield for Dodd. He's got three receivers near side, too far. Third and 10 on Marceline's 34, down 6 with 44 seconds to go. Designated quarterback keeper Dodd stuffed at the line of scrimmage, but he has the opportunity to fall forward down to the 33-yard line. Nathan Sayer on the tackle for Marceline. That'll be a gain of about one to bring up fourth down and 9 with 34 seconds to go. So Marceline now calls a timeout, trying to get the ball back. But again, 34 seconds to go in the half. Marceline already up 6-0.
And if you're calling this timeout, if you're Marceline, they're just hoping that something – they're not hoping to make a play. They're hoping that Brookfield does something bad. In all seriousness, you're just trying to incite a mistake to happen, because both teams are – or Marceline has no timeouts, 35 seconds. They're not going to be able to do anything. They're just hoping that they can block a punt or that the snap is high or something goes awry.
Yeah, certainly sloppy. The middle of the field has gotten more muddy. Those Brookfield white visiting jerseys, most of them covered in mud, especially the offensive line. Caster Dodd is basically wearing a brown jersey at this point. His number 4 white jersey covered in mud. Tim Isard, his whole right side is covered in that brown mud. And the gold pants for Marceline all dirtied up as well. 4th and 10 for Brookfield on Marceline's 34 with 34 seconds left in the half. Eye snap Dodd. And it's going to be a pooch kick as it's end over end. Rolls inside the 10-yard line to the 8. And that's where Brookfield will touch it with 26 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Marceline takes over on their own 8-yard line. You'd imagine they probably knee it.
Yeah, I would imagine they'll take a kneel here.
With the weather like this, you really don't want to force anything like a Hail Mary, as we've seen Mark Ross slip on the sidelines.
Marceline just 25 passing yards in the first half. That's a rarity for them.
And as we mentioned, Phillips 52 yards away from that record.
Yeah, still has 27 to go now.
So Phillips under center. He'll get the snap, take a knee, and that will wind the clock down to end half number one. Both teams kind of taking the whole half to feel each other out here from the 83rd Bell game. 6-0 we go into half. Marceline holds the 6-0 lead over Brookfield. Again, thanking some of our sponsors, Marceline Tire Outlet, More Fans LLC, Marceline R5 School District, Oldham Monument, Iman Realty, Kings Processing Catering LLC, Sports Zone, all of Marceline, First Missouri Bank, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris, Green Hills Recycling of Laclede, North Central Missouri YMCA, Preferred Bank of Rothville, Marceline, and Brookfield, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Moberly Area Community College, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. 6-0, Marceline has the lead heading into halftime. We'll send it back to the studios for the Moberly Motorsports desk. Moberly Motors, driven by tradition. We'll send you back to the Crest Studio. 6-0, Marceline with the lead here in the 83rd Bell game on Crest.
The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance is here. Come in now for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months on hardworking Rangers, legendary sportsmen ATVs, and high-performance razors. Stop by Extreme Recreation in Brookfield for more information on your Polaris ATV or UTV. Offers valid in the U.S. through 6/30/18 on select new 2014 through 2019 vehicles, subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet and never drink and ride.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the Business Loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
J.B. Conley with the call on KTCM. Tyrell Inyard hit the extra point to make it 7-0 Macon. 2:42 to go in the second quarter. This time it was a running back.
Hand off to Mitchell. Has a seam. He's to the 10, to the 5. Spins to the end zone. Touchdown.
14-yard run by Dominic Mitchell. The extra point by Inyard. Good to make it 14-0. And then the Tigers go on top with 1:01 to play first half.
Waller out of the pistol. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Looking to throw on first down. Lobs one over the middle. He's got a receiver wide open at the 15-yard line. 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers! Christian Riekeberg, a 47-yard touchdown reception. And the Tigers go up 20-0.
The extra point was a block. So at halftime, Macon leads South Shelby by a score of 20-0. Those are broadcast games as we are joined at the Moberly Motorsports desk by those listening on Crest to the Bell game. A pair of field goals has the Tigers on top of Brookfield by a score of 6-0. Coming up, we will run over some more scores and also take a look at what's coming up Saturday in our sports lineup. We'll get to that in 1 minute on KTCM Quicks and Crests.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
We are back on Crest, K-R-E-S, Moberly, K-W-I-X-A-M, Moberly, K-W-I-X-F-M, Cairo, and also KTCM, Glory 97.3, at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk on this Friday. We can tell you that the Cardinals and the Tigers are tied 3-3, top of the seventh in Detroit, and the Royals in the top of the third inning on top of the Minnesota Twins by a score of 3-2. Let's take a look at our high school scoreboard. For those just joining us, let's run over the list of scores again. In the NCMC last night, Mexico defeated Marshall 35-25 as the Bulldogs go to 2-1, Marshall 1-2. Kirksville is shutting out Fulton 28-0 in the second quarter. In the Clarence Cannon Conference, besides Macon's 20-point lead at South, Palmyra, the only touchdown so far in the first half at Centralia, 6-0. And Monroe City leads at Highland, 14-0. In the Lewis and Clark Conference, this game moved to CMU tonight. Newly minted number one-ranked Westrand leads Knox County, 13-0. Fayette shutting out Schuyler County 22-0. Salisbury 6-0 over Harrisburg. The other game in that conference, Scotland County, is at Paris. In the Emo tonight, Bowling Green leads Mark Twain Early 7-0. North Callaway 14-0 over Clopton Ellsbury. Wright City shutting out Van Fark Community 18-0. And no score yet, Montgomery County, South Callaway. Tri-County Conference, Blair Oaks is shutting out Boonville 19-0. Osage leading California 13-0. Hallsville and Eldon scoreless in the second quarter. And a final from last night, Versailles knocked off ninth-ranked Southern Boone 30-22. No score yet from the Grand River Conference. Milan trying to go 3-0 at Maysville, and the Putnam County Midgets hosting South Harrison. In the Midland Empire Conference, Maryville leads Chillicothe 26-0. Non-conference action last night, Slater moved to 3-0 with a 44-16 win over Missouri Military Academy. In Columbia, matchup of top 10 teams, and Rockbridge leads Battle 21-8. Hannibal at home shutting out Bolivar 28-0. Mid-Missouri rivalry, Jeff City 13-0 over Hickman. Helias losing to Vianney 6-0. And Clark County leads at West Hancock, Illinois 14-6. We have another final to pass along. They kick this one off early in Washington to beat some of the rain. And St. Francis Borgia won a AAA conference game over Columbia Tolton Catholic 49-21. In eight-man football tonight, North Shelby is at home hosting Norbern Hardin Central. So that is a rundown of all the scores right up to date, and we will have all the results for you coming up on the End Zone show after our Bell game coverage on Crest. We'll also be visiting with coaches live on the air post-game coverage for you and update you on records, conference standings, and we'll have our Player of the Week award. And as far as tomorrow's sports action, we've got baseball and we've got college football for you. We'll start off at Stoke Stadium. The Truman Bulldogs host third-ranked Morningside from the NAIA. We'll have the game for you on Crest, starting with the Truman tailgate at 12:10 and centralmoinfo.com. Shortly after the Bulldogs tomorrow, it's Cardinals baseball on Crest. Cardinals play the Tigers in Detroit. Pre-game coverage at 4:35. Mizzou will entertain Wyoming. We'll have that game for you tomorrow on 99.9 The Captain and centralmoinfo.com. Two-hour pregame show at 4 o'clock. And the Royals at Minnesota tomorrow on 92.5 Quicks FM starting at 5:30. Sunday, we'll have the Chiefs season opener in L.A. against the Chargers. 2 o'clock pregame start on 99.9 The Captain. That's going to do it from the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. We're going to send it back to the game you are enjoying, and I'll talk to you on the End Zone show afterwards.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Marceline R5 School District realize how important it is to stress good sportsmanship to students and fans. How a student or fan acts reflects on the community. The Tigers put in many hours of hard practice throughout the year. Do your part and show your Tiger pride by supporting them and wearing your favorite Marceline Tiger shirt while cheering them on. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Marceline R5 schools are proud of their Marceline Tigers.
What makes a top hip and knee replacement hospital? Low complication rates, high patient satisfaction scores, and low prices.
Congratulations to the joint replacement physicians at Columbia Orthopedic Group for making Boone Hospital one of the top hip and knee surgery hospitals in America. The physicians of Columbia Orthopedic Group are national leaders right here in mid-Missouri. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com and call for your appointment today at 573-443-2402.
Horizon Insurance Group of Brookfield wants to wish the Brookfield Bulldogs the best of luck at this year's Bell Game. Come by and see Bonita Hawkins for a free quote for all your insurance needs, whether it's auto, home, farm, or commercial, or call her at 660-258-2554. They have you covered. Horizon Insurance Group of Brookfield, located at 110 North Main Street. Proud supporters of the Brookfield Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs!
Cardiac rehabilitation at the Wellness Center at Samaritan Hospital is the solution for your heart. The Wellness Center is designed to optimize a cardiac patient's physical and social functioning. Patients at the Wellness Center are helped to safely reach and maintain their optimal level of activity. A doctor's referral is necessary for admission to the Wellness Center. Visit them online at smhmo.org.
At the Y, it's more than sports and working out. It's about making our communities better, living a healthier life.
Spending time together as a family.
It's where I go to learn and play after school.
The Y strengthens communities by helping kids reach their full potential, encouraging healthy living,
and inspiring social responsibility.
Get involved with the North Central Missouri YMCA. Your local YMCA wishes both teams good luck in the Bell Game.
Halftime at the Bell Game, Marceline leads Brookfield 6-0. And before we send it back out to Marceline, we'll preview the Truman game for tomorrow. The third-ranked team in the NAIA will bring its high-powered offense to Stokes Stadium on Saturday tomorrow when Morningside visits Truman. The Mustangs averaged 575 yards of total offense last year and not losing until the NAIA semifinals to eventual two-time champion St. Francis Bulldogs. Coach Greg Nesbitt said Morningside is explosive.
They're a big strike, high-powered. You know, they've led the country and set national records. I don't know if they set one last year, but 2 years ago at 58, 59 points a game, about 650 yards a game. This year will be no different. And Salsma's will probably be one of the top two quarterbacks we see, at least on paper, throughout the entire season. He's a 70% completion guy. They know exactly who they are, what they want to get accomplished, and a good mix of vertical and intermediate balls, and they're strongly committed to running it.
Mustang senior quarterback Trent Salsma only needs 29 yards on Saturday to eclipse 9,000 passing yards for his career, and he's just two scoring strikes away from 100 touchdown passes. By comparison, Salsma would rank just behind Mizzou's Drew Locke for eighth place on the NCAA active quarterback career passing yards list. Morningside coach Steve Ryan discusses the attributes that make his signal caller so successful.
You know, start with he's an outstanding leader, and the guys believe in him, they follow him, and the positives for us, this is his third year starting. So he's been in a lot of games. He's been in some big games. And so, you know, he's seen a lot of things, which prepares him for the game. And then lastly, he's a very accurate thrower, especially on deep balls, and that makes a difference and allows us to make plays.
Morningside opened the season with a 49-21 victory over William Penn. Truman faltered offensively in a 20-10 setback to Michigan Tech. The Bulldogs didn't produce an offensive touchdown and only generated 257 yards. Coach Nesbitt said they need to find what works and build on it.
It looked like we didn't have an identity from an offensive standpoint, you know, on who we are, who we want to be, from a run-pass standpoint. And the one positive offensively coming out of that is our zone and zone read schemes, our option schemes, and our play actions off of them. That was pretty kind to us. And that's who we are, and that's who we're going to be. And that's going to be the pacifier that Coach Kilday sticks in his mouth as an offensive play caller, and our offense knows that. We've got to get that portion of our game going and then branch out from there.
Last year in Sioux City, the Dogs held Morningside to a season-low 346 yards of offense. The Mustangs built a 28-10 lead, then held off Truman for a 35-30 victory. Coach Ryan says playing a regional Division II opponent like Truman will help them reach their end goal.
You know, I think, you know, partly we probably have the same problems that Truman has. You know, there's just so many closed conferences in the area, and how far are you willing to travel to play a game? And what we get with Truman State is an outstanding football team. you know, we've got to play our best if we want to have a shot to win the game. And so, you know, with what we want to accomplish, we need to be able to play really good teams that can prepare us for the teams that we're going to see in the playoffs late.
Coach Ryan and the Mustangs have won 18 straight regular season games. The Bulldogs will try to stop the streak tomorrow. You can hear the game here on Superstation Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com, starting with the Truman Tailgate at 12:10. Brad, Eric, and Hank will have the call. We will take a short break. We'll send it back out to Chester A. Stadium as Eric and Ben will have the call of the second half of the Bell game. Marceline leads 6-0 second half after this.
Need tires? Stop by Marceline Tire Outlet. You'll get a free balance and rotation every 6,000 miles for the life of your tires when you buy a set of four tires from Marceline Tire Outlet. Did you know Marceline Tire Outlet lets you bring your own parts in for service and will only charge you for labor? It's worth the drive to Marceline. Call today, 660-376-2610. That's 376-2610. Or stop by Marceline Tire Outlet on Highway 5, 1 mile south of Highway 36.
Welcome back to Chester A. Stadium. I'm Eric Duick alongside Ben Wittenstein as the second half nears between Marceline and Brookfield in the annual Bell game. It is Marceline 6-0 at the half, all courtesy of Colin Bruner, Ben.
Yeah, he's done a pretty tremendous job running the ball. And the thing is they are giving him so many opportunities to carry the ball right now. He has carried the ball 13 times. Now, the yardage doesn't really reflect it, but the fact that he's been able to get almost 50 yards, 49 on the ground against a tremendous defensive line for Brookfield has been magnificent. The fact that Marceline has moved the ball enough to get within field goal range is big for this Marceline team because we know of how good of a defensive line this Brookfield Bulldogs team has. Two-time state wrestling champion in Brooks Baker, who's also an all-state defensive lineman. Evan Fay, an all-conference defensive lineman. Not to mention, both of those are 6'5", over 250 pounds. On the edges, Castor Dodd at 6'3", 200 pounds, and Brandon Delena at 5'10", 185 pounds. They have a tremendous defensive line, so the fact that Bruner has been able to run and be as free as much as he can has been tremendous for Marceline.
Not to mention his contributions in the kicking game. He's got two field goals on the board for the Tigers.
I mean, that's also the biggest. That's probably even bigger than him just carrying the ball a lot, is him scoring the only 6 points in this game.
What can Brookfield do to get things going offensively?
I think they need to do exactly what they did to start the game, Eric, is what they moved the ball really well. The first possession that they got of this game, they moved downfield, they crossed midfield, and they got inside the 40-yard line, and then their offense stalled. That Marceline defensive line, we've been giving Brookfield credit, the Marceline defensive line has been on top of its game as well tonight. So I think they just need to continue to move the ball. Tim Izard is not getting a lot of opportunity to run or a lot of space to run. So I think they need to try to go through the air a little bit more. Dodd has plenty of weapons on the offensive side of the ball. He's been trying to find Collins. He missed a pass to him once. Blake Kavanaugh is a solid wide receiver. And you have Derek Liebhardt as well. So you have the tools around you, if you're Castor Dodd, to pass the ball. Now, the only problem with that, though, is the rain. Right now, it's raining pretty steadily. It's not a heavy downpour. It's sprinkling. But the passing game may struggle because of how wet that ball will be.
The broadcast is brought to you by Bailey Brothers Collision Center, Extreme Recreation, DeVoy Baker Insurance Agency, Life Care Center, Martin House Motel, Lynn County Title, Smith Motor, NCM Graphics, Acme Termite and Pest Control, Tiffany In-Home Service in McLarney Manor, Brookfield Physical Therapy, Horizon Insurance Group, all of Brookfield. It'll be Marceline football to open the second half. Brookfield's defense, though, has played strong throughout.
They have, and that's been the calling card of this team. As we mentioned, Scott Stevens said he believes his defense is at a championship level. And we've seen it from the teams they've played last week. The defending state champions, Monroe City Panthers, only scored 8 points on them. And Palmyra only scored 7 points. They have only given up 15 points in two games. This is a tremendous Brookfield defense. So I would be very surprised if either team crossed the 20-point mark today.
Brookfield leads the series all-time 49-45-2. It is the 97th matchup, the 83rd, with the Bell on the line. Marceline has won back-to-back of the shutout variety. So it is now 10 straight scoreless quarters for Brookfield in the Bell game. Not to mention, Brookfield only has one score on the season thus far.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's something that they have struggled with. They struggled in the red zone. The six times that they have gone into the red zone this season. They have scored zero times, and Scott Stevens said it. They just have a mental block that they need to get by. Now, we have not seen them in the red zone in this game thus far, but that's something that we saw back in that first drive of the game. It's something they are capable of.
6-0 the lead for Marceline. Started the second half in the 83rd annual bell game between Brookfield and Marceline. Marceline leads 6-0 and to receive right to left with its black jerseys, gold numbers, and pants. It's a liner to the far side, caught high at the 30, 35. Kane sprints to the 40-yard line.
And both teams, Eric, really in this game have been getting pretty solid field position. Now, towards the end of that second half, Marceline started inside the 10-yard line, but that was really only for 20 seconds or so. So, for the most part, both these teams have had good field position. And really, Marceline has been the only one to take advantage. But again, that helps when you have a kicker on your team that can kick from 35, 40-plus yards.
Colin Bruner now 5-for-7 on field goals this year. Start of the second half, Marceline football right to left, a 6-0 lead, football at the 45-yard line of Marceline. And a flag flies. Marceline had 12 in the huddle late to substitute, so march them back.
Yeah, Will Edgar was running off the field. Didn't seem like they had the setup quite right, and he didn't get off in time.
Will Edgar, the son of the former Marceline superintendent, Dr. Gabe Edgar, who's now at St. Joe. Brian Shiro, the first-year superintendent at Marceline.
5-yard penalty, 1st and 15.
Chase Phillips, 27 yards shy of Marceline's all-time passing record. And his Tigers lead 6-0, now back to 1st and 15 after the 12-man penalty. Football on the far hash. 40-yard line. Bruner, the deep back. Snap. Hand up to the far side. McCausland cups up to the middle. 45. Dives to the 47-yard line for a gain of 7.
And that's something they've been running for the most part, is those jet sweeps, those sweeps to the outside.
Number 30, Tanner Wallace. 5-yard gain, 2nd and 10 for Marceline.
Brookfield and its road whites. The numbers are more or less brown now with all the
yes.
mud.
It's been a wet one.
From this very wet evening. A couple of inches anticipated overnight. Phillips under center. Handoff is up the middle. Kane denied right at the line of scrimmage. So 3rd and 10 upcoming.
They're going to try to continue to run up the middle on this Brookfield defensive line. I really don't think they're going to be successful in that endeavor. I really don't, because that is such a strong and a big interior defensive line with Faye and Baker.
3rd down and 10, Marceline. 1:10 into the second half with a 6-0 lead. Football at the Tigers' 45-yard line. Phillips just 25 passing yards in the first half. Snap. Play fake. Phillips rolls to the right. Sidearms far side low. And it's caught. Just shy of the line to gain Alex McCausland in traffic right up against the Brookfield sideline. That brings up 4th down and 1.
9-yard gain, 4th and 1 for Marceline.
I mean, it was a good pass. Phillips had his eyes downfield the whole time. And he was able to find McCausland. That is a tough catch to make, too, with the ball so wet.
4th and 1, Marceline to go. Football at the Brookfield 46-yard line. Bruner, the deep back. Phillips under center. Snap. Handoff up the middle. Kane forces middle. Push back. At the initial line, it appears short.
What a defensive stand. We spent that beginning of the second half talking about that defensive line and how good they were, and they used it to their advantage right there, just pushing back Nick Kane as he goes up the middle.
So Brookfield football on the turnover on down. 2 minutes into the second half, 6-0 Marceline. 1st and 10 Brookfield at its 45-yard line, left to right. An all-time 49-45-2 record in the Bell game. In 2012, USA Today poll voted the best rivalry in America, and you can hear that bell rattle. Dodd under center, snap, handoff up the middle, Isert sprints 45, bangs to the 48-yard line. Lost his footing as much as anything.
Colby Sims,
the tackler for the Tigers.
For 3-yard gain.
Second down and seven for Brookfield. High formation, dot under the center, a returning starter. Motion right to left. Pitch near side, Eisert. Stop and start, 50. 45, stiff arm flag flies, pushed out of bounds, 43-yard line, near side. First down yardage, but a flag on the play.
Eisert is able to get into space pretty easily, and he showed it there. He had an 82-yard touchdown run that was called back by a penalty in the first quarter. And he's able to really maneuver his way past that defense, especially the linebackers, because he is so short and his offensive line is so tall. He's able to really escape their vision for a couple of seconds. That's all he needs to break away.
And an 82-yard touchdown called back because of a hold in the first half.
Yep.
Holding.
And that was big. And there you go, right again. Got a hold.
Eisert led Brookfield in carries last year, but second in yardage behind Khalil Walker, who was a really versatile threat out of the backfield and really the only source of offense for Brookfield last season. Khalil Walker has graduated. It's become Tim Eisert's backfield this season. He does not share the load in the backfield. The only other player to rush it is the quarterback. It's Eisert up the middle, shifts inside, 45, upended, right back to the initial line of scrimmage. Clayton Stallo, the Marceline safety, leads the charge.
He came right in there, and we talked about low tackles as well. He got as low as he could. It's really the person who has the lowest pad level is going to be successful, and that is Clayton Stallo right there. He got as low as he possibly could.
Stallo, a first-team all-conference safety and all-state wrestler. 8:37 to play, third quarter, third and 11. Brookfield at its 45-yard line, left to right football between the hashes. Brookfield has lost seven straight games dating back to last year. Dodd out of the gun. Eisert motions into the backfield. Play fake. Dodd sprints up the middle, stuffed at the 49-yard line. Just a 3-yard gain. Nathan Sayre, the tackler for Marceline.
That's that Marceline defense holding put. I mean, if you give it to the quarterback, you would have to hope that he can maneuver around. But that Marceline defense has been great up the middle, and they sent Liebhardt up the middle. It's going to be easy to tackle him for this defense that has had success all game long with runners up the middle.
Bryson Collier to punt for Brookfield. Fourth and seven, Brookfield at its 49-yard line. Clean snap. Collier kicks away a deep one. Stallo catches at the 10, accelerates 15, 18 dives to the 20-yard line.
Stallo bringing the ball out to the Tigers.
Clayton Stallo with a 10-yard return for Marceline.
Stop for the Bulldogs by number one, Jeremy Williams.
This Brookfield defense, we've seen what they can do back in that first drive of the second half. They're going to try to do it again. Marceline has struggled moving the ball offensively so far.
7:36 to play, third quarter, 6-0, Marceline, timeout on the field. You're listening to KRES, Moberly.
Do you know a bank that is ready and waiting to serve your banking needs with a smile at 7 a.m.? Preferred Bank is that bank. Preferred Bank in Rothville, Marceline, and Brookfield is open Monday through Thursday at 7 a.m. to better serve you. The customers of Preferred Bank are treated like family with Preferred Bank's excellent customer service. So stop by a Preferred Bank location in Rothville, Marceline, or Brookfield and see what they can do for you. Preferred Bank is a proud supporter of the Marceline Tigers. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're looking for a special memorial or monument, stop by Oldham Monument of Marceline and see Amy E. Wigman. Amy can help you find just the right monument, marker, or vase that is best suited for your needs. Contact Oldham Monument for all your monument arrangements. They are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays and after hours by appointment. Oldham Monument is family owned and operated and takes pride in serving Marceline and the surrounding area. Oldham Monument is a proud supporter of the Marceline Tigers.
7:36, third quarter, 6-0, Marceline's lead. First and 10 for the Tigers, right to left at their 20-yard line. Phillips out of the gun. Inside handoff, Stallo runs far side. Now throws up the field, incomplete. Football incomplete at the 40-yard line, intended for a wide-open Desmond Harrison.
I like that play call, an end around to Stallo, which we have seen a lot of in the first half. Then you have him throw the ball He had an arm. It was just hard to get it downfield. I think there may have been an either a miscommunication or he didn't see his receiver.
Stallo, the backup quarterback a year ago. Now it's Alex McCausland, explains that pass there.
Try to use your players the best of your ability. I mean, if you can do it, if they play quarterback, give it a shot. Trickery might be the wins the team the game.
Phillips out of the gun. Bruner to his right. Trips far side. Snap. Play fake. Screen toss to the far side. Harrison catches, jumps inside. And a group tackle by the Brookfield defense brings up third and long. 7:20 to play third quarter.
Yeah, I think both these teams are struggling to pass upfield. They're liking to pass in the flats and try to get their receiver space to move. But the Brookfield defense has been so good and so tough.
No gain, third and 10.
Brookfield allowed just 8 points and 150 total yards to reigning state champion Monroe City a week ago in an 8-0 loss. Here the Bulldogs trail 6-0. 5 minutes played, third quarter. Third and 10, Marceline at its 20-yard line, right to left. Phillips out of the gun, back to his right. Trips to the far side. The all-conference quarterback takes a high snap, but Chris Mack blows the play dead. And we have a Brookfield timeout.
Timeout, Brookfield.
It's quieted a bit here, Ben. Just no team has really had much rhythm in this one.
No, it's kind of the same as what we saw in the first half. We saw a lot of teams both trying to get into the rhythm, but with a tough field, a slippery field, it's really hard to get in a good offensive rhythm where you're passing and running the ball at a balanced rate. And both these teams, you can see, are kind of struggling to get into a rhythm.
He's Ben Wittenstein. I'm Eric Dewitt. 6:41, third quarter. 6-0 the lead for Marceline. Third and 10 at its 20-yard line, right to left. And how aggressive do you get here if you're Mark Ross, knowing you've got the lead in your defense, has not only slowed Brookfield at times has slowed itself.
Yeah, it affords you an opportunity to be a little bit more aggressive with your play calls. You don't want to go overboard simply because you're only up six. Brookfield scores and gets an extra point. They're ahead.
Desmond Harris in the near side receiver. McCain in the near slot. McCausland. Closest to the line of scrimmage. Phillips out of the gun. 6-0 Marceline's lead. Third and 10 at the 20. Snap Phillips. Looks near. Clutches. Climbs in the pocket. Set at the 16-yard line. Brooks Baker, the all-state wrestler, forces Marceline into a punt situation.
That's the first sack this offensive line has gotten in this half and in the game. And for how good they've been, they haven't been able to get to the quarterback. But Phillips there, he had time to throw. He just couldn't see a receiver downfield, and that extra time gave Brooks Baker an opportunity to do what he does best and hit the quarterback.
That forces Alex McCausland to punt from his own goal line.
This is the third time he's done this.
High snap. McCausland legs it away, nearly blocked, but it's all the way back past the 50. Stops at the 43-yard line where Kavanaugh fields on a knee. The crew lets him pick it up. He should have been down when he stepped on that lead part, but they let it go. Kane makes the tackle anyway. Either way, though, at some point, if you're Brookfield, you just got to capitalize here. Again, good field position for the Bulldogs.
I do want to say, for how putrid both of these offenses have been in this game, the special teams for both teams have been tremendous. The punting has been great. Cullen Bruner's kicking field goals has been great. So if there is a positive, and the defense, of course, for both the teams have been tremendous. It's really the offenses for both teams that have been suffering. But the special teams have done their jobs on both sides of the ball.
6-0 Marceline, 5:50 third quarter. The 97th matchup between Brookfield and Marceline. First and 10, Brookfield at its 41. Taylor motions right to left. Hand off up the middle, Isert. Stop and start, pulled down from behind right at the line of scrimmage. Seth Cup, another All-State wrestler on the tackle.
We'll see how many yards they give him. They gave him one.
1 yard gain, second and 9.
Eyes are now 26 yards on 13 carries.
15 carries for 52 yards a week ago after 22 for 87 in the opener.
And it's funny, the two carries that he's broken for big yardage, both called back by penalties.
One of them an 82-yard would-be touchdown. Dot under center. Toss near side. Isert has a blocker. Cuts middle. Jukes outside. 45. Extends to the 48-yard line.
Isert with the carry. Brought down by
a 6-yard run. Colton Fisher on the stop in the defensive backfield. Fisher and his brother Cooper, twins on this football team, both had not played in several years, now contributors on both sides of the football.
7 yard gain on the play, 3rd and 2 for the Bulldogs.
They too, by the way, are all state wrestlers and sure tacklers. That's the reason this Marceline defense is so good. 3rd and 2, Brookfield at the 49. Snap. Handoff up the middle. Isaac, first down and more bangs to the 44 of Marceline. A 7 yard gain.
Stallo,
the last man there on the defense. 4:35, 3rd quarter, 6-0 Marceline. Brookfield first down in Tigers territory. And Eric, I think this is one of the first times this half we have seen Brookfield move the chains on the offensive side of the ball here, in the second half. And it's something that they needed. They did it back to start the game. They need to continue to do that back. Now they're in Marceline territory. I formation. Dodd under the center. Snap. Up the middle again, Isert. Barrels to the 43-yard line, just a yard gain. We're seeing a lot of I formation now, Ben, out of Brookfield after all that shotgun zone read in the first half, and this is working here.
It is, and they're just kind of pounding it at Marceline. We saw them contain the run in the first half, but they're wearing them down right now. They are just plunging it up the middle of the field. And you have Liebhardt now in calling plays. They do enjoy switching Dodd and Liebhardt.
Liebhardt has a receiving touchdown, the lone score of the year for Brookfield in week 3. And scoreless in the last 10 quarters of this rivalry. Snap. And up the middle, Isert. Stop and start again, forced back to the 43-yard line. Nothing gained.
Isert with the carry.
Seth Cup again in there for Marceline. 3.5 to play, 3rd quarter. 6-0 Marceline's lead. 3rd down and 7 for Brookfield.
Cup is a name we didn't call too much in the first half on the defensive side of the ball. He has come alive as a defensive end right now. 8 tackles he had in his last game. He's got a couple here in the second half. It may have been hard, aggressive textbook tackles.
He is a first-year starter. Liebhardt under center. Snap. Play fake. Liebhardt rolls left. Jukes inside. Escapes the sack. 45 runs horizontal, ripped down from behind at the line of scrimmage. What pursuit from the Marceline defense. Alex McCausland already with an interception, now a first down saving tackle.
That was great pursuit speed by McCausland. We saw why he's a wide receiver. He was able to pursue his quarterback, who he hit pretty hard and prevented, again, a big run for a first down. He was the last line of defense there for Liebhardt.
And even if that is just a few yards gained, it's probably 4 down territory. Instead, 4th and 9, Brookfield at the 43 of Marceline. And Scott Stevens elects to punt as Collier legs it away. It's a wobbler. Stallo picks up at the 8, runs near side, jumps up the middle, tackled from behind at the 15-yard line. Marceline football right to left, 2:22, 3rd quarter, 6-0 Marceline.
And Eric, I'm trying to read the numbers of the tacklers, and there's just mud all over these Brookfield players' uniforms. That is how muddy it has gotten. Obviously more muddy as the game has gone on. When we got here, probably little patches around the 30 were all dark. Now it's all across the middle of the field. It's all brown mud.
All things considered, with 4.2 inches overnight, just an hour south in Moberly on Wednesday, pretty fortunate. The field's even in this tolerable condition, so to speak. Phillips under the center. Snap. And up near side, Bruner has a hole. 20. Jukes inside. 25. Stiff arm 30. Wrestled down at the 34-yard line.
Bruner with the carry. Brought down by another.
Liebhardt with the stop in the secondary.
Flag on the play.
But another penalty.
We really can't get any big plays in this game.
Colin Bruner, though, the man responsible for the 6 points with a 34- and 30-yard field goal in the first and second quarters, respectively. That is a hold, so marks them back. 2:15, 3rd quarter, 6-0, Marceline.
It's truly incredible. We have seen 2, 3, maybe 4 breakout runs, and 2 by each team. They have all been called back because of penalties.
Marceline has won 26 straight regular season Lewis and Clark Conference games. They've won this non-conference rivalry back-to-back here. In 2012, voted the best rivalry in America by USA Today. Each school received $5,000 to its athletic department. Bruner again up the middle, carves to the 18-yard line. Not much room that time. Jeremy Williams, a reserve DB, leads the charge.
Williams not getting a ton of playing time. His jersey a little cleaner than the others, but I think that tackle dirtied him up just a little bit.
To our benefit, though. We like the clean jerseys.
We do. We're very pro clean jerseys here in this booth. But also, he's a big guy.
The second unit's fresh. Bring him out. Let us see it.
It is.
Flash those numbers. Second down and 6, Marceline at its 19-yard line. Phillips under the center. 27 yards shy of the all-time passing record. Looks to throw here. Sidearms far side. First down and more. McCausland dives out of bounds.
Number 13, Alex McCausland. That is good for a tight end.
Out to the 30-yard line for an 11-yard gain.
And that exactly is the type of play Marceline has been trying to get all game long. The roll-off by Phillips, throwing underneath. The man is usually open, and he finally is able to find it.
Phillips in pursuit of Blake Linebaugh's record. Already the single season and single game record holder at Marceline. Seven more. Phillips under the center. Snap. Hand off up the middle. Kane denied from the start. That kind of a dead play. Trace Alexander, Evan Fay, Brooks Baker all eating it up in the middle. A minute, 23rd quarter, 6-0 Marceline. Second down and 8. And really, again, you talked about Marceline maybe being a bit more aggressive. Being up 6-0, they can even try to wind the clock down as much as they can. They clearly know Brookfield struggles in the red zone and to score the ball. So use as much time as they can. Be conservative. And Brookfield has already used a timeout. Phillips under the center. Stack box. Snap. Inside handoff. Kane battered right near the line again.
Nick Kane,
Jeremy Williams getting involved defensively. He's a first-year varsity guy. Taylor. Like Taylor, the middle linebacker, converted from defensive end, also in on the play. Taylor missed the Bell game last year, suffered a foot complication, only played in the opener. There are a couple of guys that being the case for. Blake Cavanaugh, a big contributor for Brookfield, torn ACL last year in the opener. Third and 6, Marceline, 15 seconds, third quarter. 6-0 at Leeds. Football at the 34, right to left. Phillips out of the gun. Snap. Short drop back. Looks middle. Pumps. Climbs in the pocket. Ripped down from behind. Another Brookfield sack. Brooks Baker, the reigning heavyweight state champion in Class 1. That ends the third quarter. 6-0 Marceline. It's fourth down Tigers on the other side. You're listening to KRES Moberly. It's the Bell Game on Regional Radio.
Are you planning ahead for yourself or a loved one? Stop by the Life Care Center of Brookfield and see for yourself the care they provide to each resident. Life Care Center of Brookfield takes pride in offering in-house and outpatient services for those who need physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as skilled nursing and rehabilitation services. The Golden Arbor Center provides specialized Alzheimer's care for those you love. Medicare and Medicaid are accepted. Stop by for a tour today. Life Care Center of Brookfield proudly supports the Brookfield Bulldogs and Marceline Tigers. Buying a home or land is the biggest investment most people will make in their lifetime. Because of all the laws involved in these major purchases, you need someone you can trust to handle your title interests. That's when you call Linn County Title LLC in Brookfield. They will guide you through your purchase and make sure you are covered. Visit Linn County Title at 116 North Main Street or call 660-258-2260, and Jamie, Barbara, or Wanda will assist you in all your title needs. Linn County Title wishes both the Bulldogs and Tigers the best of luck at the Bell Game.
Marceline leads 6-0, 4th and 8 at its 31-yard line. It's Alex McCausland to punt it away. He's already got a couple of 50-yarders today in the poor conditions. Gets it away here. His knee was almost on the ground as he caught that. The Tigers dodge a bullet, and it's to the 45 of Brookfield. That was close, Ben.
It was close. He almost had his knee touch the ground there, and he was able to get the punt off. Tremendous job, though, because he has a leg. He was able to kick that cross midfield, give Brookfield not as good field position as we've seen them get the last couple of drives.
Brookfield still just one touchdown on the season, 0-2, 7 losses dating back to last year. Scott Stevens, former Truman State running back, in his second year as the head coach of the Bulldogs, a Trenton alumnus. Caster Dodd back into the game. All muddied up on a wet night. Shotgun snap. QB Reed breaks one tackle, shimmies to the 38-yard line. Another flag on the play.
There really can't be any big plays without a flag right now.
Marceline back. Back-to-back Bell Game shutouts. It was also 6-0 in 2009 in Marceline's favor.
before Brookfield rattled off six straight wins before Marceline's last two triumphs. Gave Marceline a sideline warning. Marceline creeping up too much into the field. Not the first one of Mark Ross's young head coaching career. He's off to a 2-0 start, though. Second and seven, Brookfield. 30 seconds played, fourth quarter, a 6-0 deficit. Football at its 38, right to left. Hand off Izard, up the middle, wrestled down right at the line of scrimmage. Lost a yard.
Stop by number 56, Nathan Sayre.
Nathan Sayre, two-time All-Conference, the tackler for the Tigers.
2 yard loss on the play, third and nine for the Bulldogs.
So third and nine. Castor Dodd has already tossed six interceptions through two and three-quarter contests. One touchdown. He's a multi-year starter, 6'3", 200 pounds. Definitely stands out on the field. That's for sure. Quite the arm. He's the one guy you can recognize even when you can hardly see the numbers.
He's tall and lengthy.
Izard to his left. Trips near side. Play fake. Screen toss. Collins grabs. 35. Upended at the 38-yard line. A phenomenal open field tackle. Alex McCauslin once again.
He's done a tremendous job. He picked that out right away. And we talked about his closing speed on the sack that he had. He did that right again. He darted directly at Collins. He knew exactly where to go. He took the best angle, and he hit him where it hurt.
I'll tell you, if it wasn't for McCausland's teammates, two field goals in a 6-0 game, we might be talking about McCausland for player of the game. Almost 2 minutes played, fourth quarter, 6-0 Marceline, set to receive a punt from Bryson Collier, who corrals high. McCausland almost blocked it from the weak side. Gunner lets it drop. It rolls inside the 20-yard line, touched up about the 15 of Marceline. 9:57 on the fourth quarter clock.
And here's what Marceline can do. We're under 10 minutes here in this game. Brookfield already had used one of its timeouts. They only have two timeouts remaining. Just run the ball. You're Marceline. You're up six. There's been nothing done in this game to make you think Brookfield has an opportunity to score. Run the clock as much as you can. Play conservative. It's not going to make for a clean game. It's not going to be shiny, but it's going to help you win your third Bell game in a row.
That being said, field position, you do want a couple of first downs here, to say the least. It's first and 10 at the 17-yard line. Gunner the deep back. Hand up the middle to Kane instead. Runs far side where he meets a wall of Brookfield Bulldogs.
22, Nick Kane with a carry.
Kane, just a couple of yards gained. He's a first-year contributor for the Tigers, a member of the leadership council, plays basketball as well.
Coach called him a downhill runner, and that's exactly what they've used him for. Just plunge up the middle, try to get as many yards as you can.
They want him to put that foot in the ground, get straight ahead, use his track speed, but on a night like tonight, there hasn't exactly been the opportunity with this wet field at Chester Ray Stadium. Second and seven at the 20. Gunner to the right of Billups, who's out of the gun. The senior bends, takes a snap, looks to throw far. Now steps up in the pocket, sacked again. Third down and long upcoming for Marceline. Jacob Jackman, a reserve defensive lineman. Now you start to worry if you're the Tigers. You lead at 6-0, 3 minutes played fourth quarter, but third down and 11 at your own 14-yard line, field position.
I would imagine you would have to try to pass the ball here. I would like Billups on a rollout. That's where he's been most successful.
Brookfield's already been in a pair of one-score games. Shotgun snap, Billups again. Steps up. Rips it far side. Cut short. Kane well behind the line of scrimmage. That a loss of 5 yards on the far sideline.
Smart move would have been to just let that go. Should go for the incomplete pass. You don't lose the yardage. Because they were trying to set up the screen to the far side. I do like screens on third down and long, but it was a low pass. Brookfield read it really well, and so they just swarmed around Kane. And again, this is probably the fourth or fifth time McCausland has been punting from his own end zone.
His special teams for Marceline, incredible. Cullen Bruner already with 34 and 30-yard field goals for a 6-0 lead. 4 minutes played fourth quarter. McCausland to punt from his own end zone. Goes rugby style. Wobbles one near side. 40. It hits a Bulldog at the 45. It's picked up. Kavanaugh jukes inside 35. 30 plows to the 30-yard line.
It's a hard hit, too. But good field position for Brookfield. And as much as we've been singing the praises of Marceline, Brookfield's in this game. They're down six. They're down a touchdown. All they need to do is score to tie it up.
and then an extra point or two-point conversion to take the lead. They've been in this game since the beginning with it only being 6-0. Brookfield football right to left, 7:49, fourth quarter. First down and 10, Brookfield at the 30 of Marceline with a 6-0 deficit. We have not seen them in the red zone today. Brookfield's reached the red zone six times this season, scoreless in those situations. Dot out of the gun. Iser to his right. Snap is high. Zone read. Iser the handoff near side. Shakes one tackle. Shimmies to the 29-yard line for a one-yard gain.
Iser with the carry. Stop by number 72,
Clint Acton. Clint Acton on the stop for Marceline. He is a big boy at 260 pounds. He's not played football since his freshman year. Came in on the last day of weights. He was already the strongest guy.
That's one of my favorite quotes.
2 yard gain, second and eight.
From head coach Mark Ross.
Dot out of the gun. Shakes the hands a few times. Points the left hand, takes a snap. Climbs up in the pocket. Lobs it middle of the field for Kavanaugh. Too far out of the outstretched left hand. Incomplete. Kavanaugh had a step to tie it up. Instead, still 6-0 Marceline. Third and eight Brookfield. 7:06 to play, fourth quarter, 6-0 Marceline.
And if this was a drier day with the field conditions a little bit better, that McCausland-Kavanaugh matchup would be so fun to watch. We already saw McCausland with an interception on a ball intended for Kavanaugh, but they have been going at it all night long.
And this is obvious four-down territory. Motion left to right, empty backfield, screen toss far side. Plucks it, his eyes are upended, chopped right back at the initial line. Chase Billups, the Marceline quarterback, flashes the defensive skills.
That was a tremendous open field tackle. Not a lot of high school players can make that type of open field tackle. With the running back, whose center of gravity is so low to the ground as Isert's is, he just waited for him, he let him come, and he tackled him, textbook tackle, wrapped the arms around the chest.
Obvious four-down territory for Brookfield. 6.5 to play, a 6-0 deficit. Fourth and 10 at the Marceline 30. High snap for Dodd. Looks near. Rifles far side for Collins. Elevates, a lot of contact, no catch, and no flag. It's broken up.
Those Brookfield fans really want a flag right now. They are not going to get it. The official hesitated towards his belt to pull the flag out, but he did not do it. I would think that is the right decision. It was a jump ball, and there was contact, but I don't think it was enough contact to call a pass interference. It was around the five-yard line as well, so that would have been a crucial call.
Nick Kane, a reserve defensive back in the coverage. Timeout on the field, the official's timeout. 6:26, fourth quarter, 6-0 Marceline leads with the football. First and 10 at its 30-yard line. You're listening to Superstation Crest.
Following the bell game tonight at the Bethany Baptist Church, there will be a fifth quarter party provided by the Marceline Ministerial Alliance.
Regional Missouri Bank, your local community bank, continues to strive to make an impact in the communities we serve. We invest in our local communities and help support and promote local events and activities.
Everyone at Regional Missouri Bank invites you to join the fun of Marceline's Walt Disney Hometown Tune Fest this Saturday. It's a unique celebration of Marceline's rich Disney heritage. Tune Fest in Marceline this Saturday.
Join us in making an impact in your community. Bank local with Regional Missouri Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to KRES Mobile, where Marceline leads Brookfield 6-0 with 6:26 to play. Tigers football left to right at their 30-yard line. Brookfield's had so many opportunities, Ben, but once again, stonewalled.
Happy 7th birthday to Rosalind Gladbach. We'll be glad back.
Billups under center. Snap. Hand off near side. Bruner. Runs near side, stiff arm, another flag flies, breaks, tackles, chopped down from the right side to the 33-yard line. A lot of hard hits in this fourth quarter. Tim Izard.
He came from the opposite side of the field.
The linebacker.
Another significantly long run, and it gets called back by a penalty.
Well, this penalty might be to his benefit, or to his team's benefit. It is, holding on Marceline.
That's better than losing an 82-yard touchdown run because of a hole.
That is. And it really does seem like every time a player breaks away for a gain over 5, 6, or 7 yards, it's called back for a penalty.
Two timeouts for Brookfield, 3 for Marceline. 6-0 Tigers. Now first and 20 at their 20. Phillips under the center. Snap. Hand off to the near side. It's fumble. Loose near numbers. Brookfield says it has it. It does. Brookfield football at the 10-yard line.
That is huge, Eric. This is the best field position Brookfield's going to get all night.
Cole Doherty, the converted defensive back, first-year starter at linebacker on the recovery. A botched exchange on a jet sweep attempt with Stallo, and it leads to Brookfield football.
See what Brookfield can do. We talked about and started this broadcast with the red zone issues for Brookfield. It'd be poetic if they can get rid of those issues, scoring a touchdown to go ahead late.
Brookfield football, middle of the fourth, down 6-0. First down. Dodd runs right. Design QB slips behind the line of scrimmage.
Lee part with the quarterback key.
5:55 to play.
Marceline is going to need to dig in here and rely on the ability of their defensive line, which has been getting them stops all night long and getting them loss of yards as well. Brookfield's has struggled containing
them. Timeout, Brookfield. That adds even more urgency to getting a score here. 5:39, fourth quarter, second and 12, Brookfield, the Marceline 15-yard line with a 6-0 deficit.
And you're when you say it adds to the intensity, that means only Brookfield has one timeout left. If they don't capitalize here, they're going to be down a touchdown with about 5 minutes to go. Marceline will have the ball, and Brookfield will only be stuck with one timeout. So this is an absolutely crucial timeout because they need to score here, whether it be a field goal. And even in this situation, I don't know if you go for a field goal. If you're down 6 with 5 minutes to go in the game, you just have to go for the end zone. It's 4-down territory.
Yeah, field goal really doesn't do you any good here. 6-0, Brookfield trails, 5:39, fourth quarter. Derek Leapart in at quarterback with the rotation. Standing aside Dodd, though, who takes the snap. Pumps near side. Zips it, middle incomplete. Intended for Kavanaugh, but a flag comes in from the near sideline. Perhaps a hold.
There was less fighting. There was less contact there than the last time we saw a possible pass interference play. It was a slant route. They did bump. See if they confirm this. Because this would be huge as well. It would move them probably inside the 10, inside the 5 as well.
It's pass interference, and that's an automatic first down. This a hold would have been as well. So Brookfield on the doorstep a week after it was 0-4 in the red zone and an 8-0 loss to reigning state champion Monroe City.
First and goal for the Bulldogs at the Tigers' 7-yard line.
First and goal, Brookfield at the 7. Caster Dodd back in at quarterback. Twins near side. Iser to his right. The senior stands tall at 6'3". Now bends in the gun. Snap is high. Hand up the middle. Dodd denied. Right at the line, the poor snap threw off the timing.
Caster Dodd with the carry.
The snaps have been high all night long for Dodd. He struggled. Evan Fay has been struggling to get him the ball to his chest. And you're right. If that leap that he had to make to catch the ball above his head provided enough time for Marceline's defensive line to collapse and close any holes that would have been there a second or two before.
Third and goal at the 5. Exactly 5 minutes on the fourth quarter clock. 6-0 Marceline. Brookfield third and goal at the Marceline 5. One receiver each side. High formation. Snap. Toss far side. Iser bobbles, cuts middle. Another flag Iser comes in. This is a huge call.
Stop by number 11, Clayton Stallow. Penalty flags on the play.
And we talked about Brookfield killing themselves all night with penalties. This could be another one.
Iser back to the line
this
on that.
This could be a holding. It was thrown mid-play. See what Chris Mack has to say. Seems to be adjusting his mic. It's going to be on Brookfield. Wow, they're going to move this back. That was the best opportunity for Brookfield at the 5-yard line. Illegal shift on Brookfield.
Illegal shift called against the Bulldogs.
Marceline accepts the penalty.
5-yard penalty brings up 3rd and 7.
So that brings up 3rd down and goal at the 7. He could have gone either way there. If you're Mark Ross.
And don't forget, Eric, Brookfield can still get a 1st down here. It's 3rd and 7. They're at the 10.
Dot under the center. Now whistles.
Timeout, Marceline.
And a timeout for Marceline. It's been a pretty choppy evening, a la the NFL opener last night, Ben. But all that matters here, 4:27 to play, 4th quarter. A lot of flags. Not the best of conditions. That NFL game, may I add, was also weather delayed. We weren't weather delayed tonight, but the field sure would give off that impression. But it's 3rd and 7 for Brookfield. They actually can gain a 1st down, as you said, 3rd and 7 at the 10.
And I think that may come into play, specifically since the cliche is football's a game of inches. This game has legitimately been a game of inches because of how tough the defensive lines for both of these teams are. Any extra yard you can get on a carry is going to be worthwhile. So if they get down to the 3 and get to the 2 and get that 1st down, that is huge because they get a 1st down with the ball on 2-yard line.
4:27, 4th quarter, 3rd and 7, Brookfield at the Marceline 10, down 6, shotgun snap, Dodd rolls right, looks middle, throw back pass, an open receiver, cut! Touchdown, Collins!
Touchdown, Bulldog! Dog pass completed, number 5, Brandon Collins.
All tied up.
That was a great pass by Caster Dodd. He set his feet, he stopped, he looked down his receiver, and he threw it across his body to the middle of the end zone. That was pure athleticism by Dodd, and smart by him to slow the things down. He did not rush that pass.
Garrett Starling, 0-for-1 on extra points. Missed a game-tying extra point in the opener with 7 seconds left. Here for the lead with 4:20 to play. The kick is right into the line. No height, denied from go. So tied at 6, 4:20 to play, 4th quarter. A 10-yard touchdown pass, Caster Dodd to Brandon Collins.
We'll see what Marceline can do here. We'll see if they go to the air more. The rain is not as hard. It's not as hard raining as it was in the 1st half or the start of the 2nd. So maybe the grip on the football is a little better. We'll see if they go to Billups to do what he does best, and that is pass the ball and move it quickly.
Now the playbook opens up a bit, and that's the danger too, Ben. You're never comfortable up by a score. Sure, Brookfield hadn't done anything, but you fumble it on your own 13-yard line, and everything changes.
Yeah, and that's the biggest play of the game right there is Nick Kane fumbling, and then Brookfield able to get down and take advantage of that turnover.
So a 10-yard pass, Caster Dodd to Brandon Collins ties it up, 4:20 to go. 6-all. Brookfield to kick it off right to left on the near hashes from the 40-yard line.
Back deep for the Tigers, number 11, Clayton Stallo, and number 20, Colin Berger.
What a call by Scott Stevens, too. Love the throwback
gutsy
pass.
But it worked.
Lined up the middle, a whistle first, though.
Flag on the play.
The kick went off, and it actually hit an up back. But do we have offsides on Brookfield?
And again, if you're in a situation like Marceline, you do not need to score a touchdown. You have Colin Bruner's foot to kick a field goal all the way to about the 35-yard line. And so a call like this where it's offsides, where the kick gets pushed back even more, gives Marceline better field position to get inside Bruner's field goal range.
And they blew that dead from the start. That actually might be a break for Brookfield because that kick pegged Marceline at its 40.
Yeah, they would have had plenty of opportunity to return it.
And this is a game where big returns haven't really been for the taking because guys are so often just falling on the football. Call your legs it away again. It stops at the 40, exact same spot it would have been before.
Down on the 40 by number 22, Nick Kane.
Nick Kane falls on it for Marceline and his Tigers with great field position.
So realistically, if you're thinking, because again, Marceline struggled to get the ball in the end zone in this game, you probably need to go 35 yards to get into the range that is comfortable for Color Bruin to kick a field goal.
Colin Bruner makes of 30 and 34. He missed from 47 last week, but more than enough distance, just wide right in the wind. He's already tied the school record with a 43-yard man. Shotgun snap, Phillips. Inside handoff, Bruner. Stop and start, twisted down at the 42-yard line. Game just won. 4-12 fourth quarter. 6-all, second and 9, Marceline.
You can't go to the run game. I know they like to go to Nick Kane a lot, but he has just struggled. He struggled to move the ball. They run him up the middle. He's got 5 carries for 4 yards today. The defensive line for Brookfield has eaten him up, and it's just not working moving the ball if you're Marceline. You have to try to give it to Bruner, get some sweeps, some end-arounds, or just have Phillips pass the ball.
And he's just 7 yards shy of the all-time passing record. He wants it here. Looks far. Zips it. Complete. There's the record. Desmond Harrison. 50, stiff arm, 45, up in the air, sideline, wrestled out of bounds. First down, Tigers.
That is the type of Marceline offense that they have been looking for all game. They got Harrison in the middle of the field. He had some space. They had 2 receivers down the sidelines, take the safeties away. And Harrison was wide open in the middle with no safeties to cover him. The linebackers played up a little too much expecting that run.
A gain of 14. Marceline football left to right at the Brookfield 45. 5, tied at 6, 3:25 to play. Phillips out of the gun. Those gold pants, now pretty much brown on a wet night. Low snap. Phillips takes it on a knee. Great job by Chris Mack. He has been on cue tonight. He blows that dead from the start.
Down in the backfield.
A lot of penalties tonight, but that doesn't mean the officials aren't controlling the game.
No, Chris Mack a very good catch.
Has caught a lot of subtleties. Phillips went to a knee to pick up the low snap, bobbled snap, even with the wet football. Chris Mack right on the spot. That is not Louisville head basketball coach Chris Mack.
Maybe working 2 jobs.
Not with that salary. Shotgun snap. Phillips looks left. Rockets it far side. In traffic. Cut. Stallo on the far sideline. And he slides into the 33-yard line.
And now they're in Cullen Bruner field goal range as well. A 16-yard gain. Suddenly, Marceline is finding these holes in the Brookfield defense, and they're doing a great job attacking them.
And you could not ask for a better throw or a better catch on a night like this where the middle of the field from 20 to 20 is about 80% brown.
First and 10 for the Tigers at the Bulldog 32.
Phillips out of the gun. A lot of movement. Free play. No, it's blown dead. 2:27 fourth quarter. Tied at 6. First and 10. Marceline likely headed to the 27. That is the case because of an onside.
Brookfield trying to jump that snap. Did not work. Getting a little antsy. This Marceline crowd is come alive. And you see the Marceline players raising their hands, trying to get the crowd into it. They're feeding off this energy right now.
The Bell game voted the best rivalry in America by USA Today in 2012. Both schools received $5,000 for their respective athletic departments. This is the 97th matchup between the schools. Shotgun snap low again, handoff up the middle. Kane barrels for 2, pushes the pile for 3.
Colin Brewer with the carry.
2:05 fourth quarter.
Blake Taylor.
And remember, Brookfield still has that 1 timeout. And if for by chance Marceline gets a field goal or they score, to put Brookfield down again. They do have that one timeout on whatever time they have left on their drive.
Clayton Stallo exits after a big first down catch. Second and two, Marceline at the 24 of Brookfield. A minute 43 to play fourth quarter. Tied at six. Marceline 2-0, back-to-back victors of the Bell game. Phillips under center, QB sneak fights forward near the line to gain. It appears to be a first down at first glance. It is.
That is good for the Marceline first down.
Brookfield 49-45 and 2 all time in the Bell game. But Marceline has allowed just
first
6 points in the last three contests. We're tied at six. A minute 24 to play fourth quarter. Brookfield needs a stop to end a seven-game losing streak dating back to last year. Before that, the quarterfinalist. Phillips under center. First down. Snap. And up the middle. Kane squirts through, dives for a five-yard run. That was just get up and go there. That's that track speed they've talked about. Put your foot in the ground. A little bit of help from your line on a muddy night. Inside a minute.
Clearly
tied at six.
Set up for Bruner at this point.
Bruner makes from 34 and 30. Second and three at the Brookfield 14. Tied at six. 40 seconds fourth quarter. Phillips under center. Snap. Bruner near side run. Cuts to the middle. 15. 10, stiff arm, escorted out of bounds about the 12-yard line.
Bruner stopped right before he got out of bounds because he was trying to keep the clock running. They got hit hard because he just stopped.
Pushed out of bounds by number 20.
The clock stops at 29 seconds.
Brookfield one timeout, Marceline with two. 29 seconds, fourth quarter. Third and three at the Brookfield 13, tied at six. Is Mark Ross, the former graduate assistant under Charlie Weiss, take a shot at the end zone or just go for the field goal? High formation. Bruner the deep back. Harrison the near receiver. Hand up the middle. Kane lunges. Pass first down yardage.
Stop by number 24, Tim Ivers. That is good for another Tigers.
24 seconds, fourth quarter. First down at the Brookfield 9, tied at 6. And you can hear that bell rattle. The back-to-back victors of the Bell game. Phillips under center. Marceline has a couple of timeouts. Snap, handoff, Bruner near side. Accelerates 10, 5, plows to the 4-yard line out of bounds. That stops the clock. 15.7 fourth quarter. 6-6. Marceline football in the red zone.
Marceline has been doing just a tremendous job of clock management right now. Moving the ball, positive yardage, not being conservative to let the clock run down. They have an opportunity for a touchdown.
Tight left formation. Harrison, the far receiver. Whistles and a timeout. Brookfield. So now it becomes get a stop or lose because Brookfield is out of timeouts. Marceline has two. 6-all, 15.7 to play. Nolan Bruner already with makes from 34 and 30 in the first and second quarters respectively. He was 3-for-3 in the opener, 0-for-2 a week ago.
Yeah, and right now it would be about a 24-yarder. Which is piece of cake to someone with the leg of Cullen Bruner.
This is shades of Macon Centralia for an undefeated conference title for Macon a few years back when they marched down inside a couple of minutes and kicked a field goal to win as time expired. This by no means for an undefeated season or a conference title, but it's, according to USA Today, the biggest high school rivalry in America.
83rd Bell game. That's a lot on the line trying to win their third Bell game in a row.
After six straight losses. 16 seconds left. Tied at six. Second and goal at the Brookfield 7. Phillips under center. The all-time single game, single season passing leader. Hands off up the middle. Kane, who's throttled right near the line of scrimmage. Little forward movement. This is becoming an extra point at this point. So Mark Ross will let it wind down and call timeout. He's done going for the end zone.
Timeout, Tigers.
So Cullen Bruner on for the biggest kick of his young life. This is a possible Division I prospect who has already tied the school record a year ago against Scotland County from 43. We watched him hit it in warmups in this left-to-right direction from 52 with ease. Albeit not against a rush. Brookfield had a 10-yard touchdown on the other end, missed its extra point. Because of that, we're tied in six. Cullen Bruner on to win it with 2.6 to play. And this is the type of ending you expected to win, you expected to get, simply because of how many field goals Cullen Bruner has had the opportunity to kick. Sims the snapper, Billups the holder, Bruner the kicker. Near hash, 23-yard attempt. Brookfield can't ice him. Snap is clean. Kick is up. Plenty of height. Just inside the left upright. Marceline wins the bell game for the third straight year.
Marceline 9, Brookfield 6.
9-6 Tigers. Three field goals for Cullen Bruner. Fans are rushing the field too. They can't get the handshake lines. Unbelievable kick. Cullen Bruner wins it from 23 yards for the Marceline Tigers.
Jen, I got
with the kids back in school.
The way Marceline handled that last drive, Eric, it was just incredible. The way they were able to manage the clock, they got it with 4:20 remaining. They were able to wind it all the way down to, and get the ball within the 10-yard line while doing that. That is just tremendous clock management. Some coaches will try to go conservative, try to get it within field goal range inside the 30. Marceline kept pushing, got the best opportunity for their kicker. We've got a few minutes before we need to get it to the end zone. So it's not. It's just 9:21. So Ben's going to go run down, send Mark Ross up here. We'll have him on live, given the drama. He's also going to take his recorder so he can talk to Scott Stevens while he's down there. And then we'll hear from him later on the end zone show. Thank you, Ben. Great work. That's Ben Wittenstein. I'm Eric Duick. We would love to have Mark Ross on live, of course, given that drama. And again, we've talked about this during the game. It was one of my questions to Mark Ross in the kickoff show. For those who have not regularly attended small school football, it is so rare that you would have a kid in a town of 2,000 people that can go 3-for-3 on field goals in a high school game. You've got to have the clean snap. You've got to have the clean hole. I think back to Moberly, Mexico. That's class 4, class 3 at the time. Moberly now in class 3. And Mexico has a game-tying extra point go all awry, and Moberly clinches an undefeated conference title. It is really hard to execute at the high school level when you don't get the off-season work that Division I and pro teams get. So no matter the class size, 4, 5, 6, for a kid like Cullen Bruner to be in the tiny town of Marceline and be 6-for-8 from the season in 3 weeks is remarkable stuff. He missed from 47 last week, end of the win. Mark Ross said it had more than enough leg. It was just an issue of getting pulled to the right. So what a future Cullen Bruner might have. If you heard Brad and I a week ago in the Moberly and Osage game, with Fulton coming up on Moberly's schedule. We were talking about Fulton because Osage had just played Fulton at the time, and they're coached by Trey Barrow, who went on to kick at Mizzou after his Moberly playing days. So again, and no matter the state, no matter the level, there are just so few teams that can execute from that standpoint. And that's why even in college, and I don't say this sarcastically, but rather to give perspective, you have people kind of make the social media jokes like hashtag college kickers, because even at that level, you have guys missing big spots from close in. 9-6 the final. Marceline victorious. Mark Ross, first year head coach, 3-0. And I liken this to the Macon situation a few years ago. They hit from, I want to say about 30-26-ish. Our J.B. Connolly was on the call for that one at Macon, and it gave the Tigers an undefeated regular season and conference championship. Brookfield had its chances. We'll step aside. Mark Ross will join us live. And if you're still waiting for the end zone show, don't worry. That'll be just around the corner as well. Sometimes we get it right to it, but again, given the magnitude, this being Mark Ross's first Bell game, I think it's only fair we have Mr. Ross on live before we hand it over to the patient Brad Boyer, waiting to talk to all of the area coaches. 9-6, Marceline takes it. The 82nd annual Bell game. Mark Ross on the other side.
Green Hills Recycling of Laclede would like to wish both the Marceline Tigers and the Brookfield Bulldogs the best of luck at this year's Bell game at Chester Ray Stadium. Whether you're wearing black and gold or blue and white, what's most important is to show good sportsmanship and have a great time. For over 80 years, these two opponents have competed for the prize and have earned the title as the best high school football rivalry in the nation. Black Rage, take it away and show your blue pride.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Achieve your financial goals with a trusted bank partner that offers genuine customer service. First Missouri Bank, their customers receive good old-fashioned banking services with modern conveniences, from farm, commercial, and personal loans to CDs, savings and checking accounts to internet banking and online pay. First Missouri Bank offers services you'd expect from a national bank chain, but meets the individual needs that a local community bank provides. First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney Ridgeway, Eagleville, and North Kansas City. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Do you need help selling your property? Iman Realty currently has buyers looking for all types of farms and homes to make their own. Call Iman Realty today. Visit with Lauren Niemeyer, broker owner of Iman Realty, along with Shane Kavanaugh, Bob Stewart in Marceline, Brian Davis at Lake Nahe, Kathy Rose Gladback, and Bruce Shoemaker of Marceline and surrounding areas. If you're looking for hunting properties, call Adam Florine or Robin Belzer. Serving all of North Central Missouri, call Iman Realty today at 660-376-4777 or visit Iman Realty.com.
The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance is here.
come in now for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months on hardworking Rangers, legendary sportsmen, ATVs, and high-performance razors. Stop by Extreme Recreation in Brookfield for more information on your Polaris ATV or UTV. Offers valid in the U.S. through 6/30/18 on select new 2014 through 2019 vehicles subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet and never drink and ride.
Regional Missouri Bank, your local community bank.
We're back at Marceline High School, Chester Ray Stadium, after Marceline's 9-6 victory against the Brookfield Bulldogs in the 82nd annual Bell game, as Marceline's first-year head coach, Mark Ross, kind enough to join us post-game on press before the end zone show as his Tigers win this one 9-6, courtesy of three Cullen Bruner field goals. Five words for you. Welcome to the Bell game.
Yeah, thanks. That was pretty fun.
Take us through that last drive there into the field goal.
Yeah, you know, going into that last drive, that defense is, it's a tremendous defense, you know, and we haven't seen anything like that this year. And, you know, those guys fly around, they hit hard and they make plays and they're disciplined, you know, and we've been staying with the eye pretty much the whole game, something we've been practicing since May when I got here for this night, you know, practice it every week and hope it pays off. And, you know, I think it was a good change of pace. And, you know, they were just doing a tremendous job of stuffing all the holes on us, you know, the whole game. And so we just kind of had to go with a little different tactic there and put the ball in the hands of a record-setting quarterback. You know, he broke record again tonight, you know, for the all-time leading passer in Marceline High history. And, you know, he does a tremendous job, and we trust in him. And he put the ball in some great spots. Receivers did a great job of getting open, you know. And then we get down here in the red zone, and we knew at that point, you know, let's not do anything stupid. Let's keep the ball on the ground, keep the clock moving. You know, we trust Cullen, you know, to the extreme. And, you know, it pretty much with a minute 30 left, you knew it was going to be in his foot to finish the game. And it happened. It worked out well.
I'd trust him, too, if he's hitting 52-yarders in pregame warm-ups there.
Absolutely.
But this was one of my first questions for you in our kickoff show interview preseason, and now we see it come full circle tonight. Put into perspective for us just how special it is to have a weapon like that at the Class 1 level.
Yeah, you know, it's a total game changer. You know, we've kicked a ton of field goals in our first three games, and you know, in my 4 years at the high school level, I've never kicked a field goal before. You know, and getting here and having him, you know, it's just tremendous, and he does a great job. And you know, the guys up front do a great job of blocking it. They take a lot of pride in it because you know they care a lot about Cullen, and they want to see him be successful and us be successful. And you know, they block the tails off, and you know, it's been working out.
Marceline's Mark Ross with us post game after a 9-6 victory. What does it mean to your club as a whole? Relatively unbattle tested the first two games. Now you wanted to see your group against a bigger opponent. You faced some adversity and you got the win.
Yeah, you know, I think there was just a lot of unknowns in it. You know, I think still a lot of people believe that we're the underdog in this one. And, you know, they definitely had the size advantage on us. You know, and we just showed up to work this week and the guys worked the tails off. And I'm very proud of them. And it's just a great night.
How would you evaluate your defense and their slowing down that zone read of Brookfield's?
Yeah, you know, the defense was tremendous tonight. You know, the conditions, you know, I think made it difficult for everybody offensively. And so I think that helps. And, you know, this is the first night where I felt like our defense, where everybody was on the same page, everybody was doing their job, you know, and it showed for, you know, they had one score there, but, you know, it was kind of, I don't want to say it was a fluky score because it wasn't, but we put them in the position that they were in to get that touchdown. And you know, our guys were being aggressive and doing what they were supposed to do, and, you know, so they had a great night.
Marceline, a 9-6 victory against Brookfield. Before I let you go, I'll let you enjoy this one, but since we've got it on the air next week as well, how much does a test like this prepare you for a smash-mouth team like Fayette?
Yeah, you know, haven't seen any film on Fayette this year, but know they've been putting up a ton of rushing yards, and, you know, we kind of have an idea of what to expect, and you know, I think it was good for us to get some guys that were big and physical and wanting to hit us up front, you know, for our defense to see some of that. You know, and when they run the offense that they run next week, you know, you've got to change a few things defensively. But, you know, we'll be ready for what they bring, and we're excited to keep things rolling.
Marceline head coach Mark Ross, appreciate your time. Welcome to Marceline with a Bang.
All right, thank you.
That is Mark Ross. Again, we'll have them next week as well against Fayette. Cullen Bruner, a walk-off field goal to win it against the Brookfield Bulldogs in the annual Bell game. I think it's pretty safe to say Cullen Bruner will be our player of the game, if not of the week, as Scott Stevens, kind enough to join us as well here post-game at Marceline High School as the Bulldogs fall to 0-3, but another phenomenal defensive effort holding Marceline out of the end zone in this one as Brookfield has surrendered just two touchdowns through three games. Coach Stevens, appreciate your time post-game. What were your takeaways?
You know, defensively we played pretty well, but offensively we have to get better. You know, I mean, we've been held to most points we've scored in a game so far is 7 points. You know, so offensively we just got to get something figured out.
What'd you see out of your guys on that last drive when you punched it in?
You know, I mean, I think, you know, we got the big play defensively, which defense has been our stalwart all year, and we had a chance to make a big play, and luckily, you know, our quarterback made a good read there, and we got it deep in the end zone and scored there, and we had a lot of momentum there, and, you know, they did a good job of, you know, driving it down the field, and obviously they have a weapon in Bruner with his leg, and, you know, that's what won that football game.
What'd you see out of your group defensively on that last drive?
You know, they played well. You know, they allowed a couple passes, you know, yeah, it is what it is, I guess.
I know it's tough to speak on when you're 0-3, but that being said, just as an observer myself, it's quite obvious. How do you put into the perspective the improvement your group has made from this time last year to now?
I mean, we're a lot better football team, you know, but at the same time, we're still 0-3. We just have to figure it out offensively. I think we're going to, and once we do that, we're going to be a really good football team.
Scott Stevens, Brookfield head coach, appreciate your time post-game, and we'll see you down the road. Again, that is Scott Stevens of the Brookfield Bulldogs of the Clarence Cannon Conference. As Brookfield falls to 0-3, Marceline moves to 3-0 with that victory, courtesy of the right leg of Cullen Bruner. The broadcast brought to you by More Fans, LLC, Marceline R5 School District, Oldham Monument, Iman Realty, Marceline Tire Outlet, King's Processing and Catering, LLC, Sports Zone, all of Marceline. The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life. I think we'll give that to Cullen Bruner. And why not? A game-winning 26-yard field goal at the buzzer. Also hit a 34-yarder with 3:14 to play in the first quarter and then hit a 30-yarder 5 seconds into the second quarter. That is all Marceline had on the day. Bruner also was vital in setting up his own field goal attempts. We've got him for an unofficial 15 carries for 58 yards. Ben, quick final thoughts before we send it to Brad, who's patiently been waiting by, as we had good job recruiting both coaches.
Thank you. I want to take credit for Coach Stevens, but I couldn't find him down there, so I'm glad he made it up here himself. But it was pretty impressive. I was able to go down into the middle of the field. It was, first of all, extraordinarily muddy. Not just on the surface, but it was like 2-3 inches deep of mud. So it was pretty impressive they were able to play all that. Cullen Bruner was able to get a kick off of that deep of mud just in the middle of the field. But obviously Marceline fans very happy. A lot of tears by the Brookfield locker room. A lot of players clearly very upset. It shows you how much this game means to both the teams and to both the players. But just a tremendous win. That Marceline offense, just great job managing clock, moving down the field, and putting their kicker in a perfect position to win the game.
And everybody's going to remember the kicks. Cullen Bruner just named him the player of the game. Very well could be the player of the week, barring some crazy historic performance elsewhere. Big shout-out to Chase Billups, the all-time record setter for Marceline. The one play, though, beyond just the kicks, Ben, that'll stand out to me was that kind of sliding catch by Clayton Stallo on the far side. For a game where offense was non-existent, to put it politely, you had a quarterback roll to his strong side, but throw across the field.
Yep.
So you're talking, it was 16 yards vertically. He might have thrown that football as much as 35 yards. No exaggeration, and you've got the sliding catch. So it seemed like everything changed on that last drive.
No, it really did, and Billups led it. His arm just did a tremendous job and put Marceline in the position to win. Also, I took a video of the game winner. We'll be posting it on Twitter. It'll be with the story
You're
as well.
You're such a millennial.
There we go. Got to use social media.
There you go. Ben Wittenstein on top of it. Hey, I saw you do that. You had the shot pretty steady.
Yep.
He's Ben Wittenstein. I'm Eric Tuick. Big thanks to Brad Austin and Matt back at the studio as well. Now here is Brad Boyer with the End Zone Show on a Super Station Crest, 800-892-2300. Area coaches, if you're listening to us on the bus back, maybe, 800-892-2300. Give Brad a call, and then stay tuned to us tomorrow as well for Truman Football with the Truman Tailgate at 1210. But first, it's the End Zone Show on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. 9-6, Marceline takes the 82nd annual bell game.
Listening again for top football action on Superstation Crest. We bring you the best football coverage in North Missouri. Join us again next time for football on Crest, the sports leader in North Missouri.